And I'm taking my socks off, everybody.
Yeah, I don't have socks on. I think socks are actually kind of newbie.
It's kind of warm in here. Chim, 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 chim.
Oh, yeah, so here we go. This is a commercial with Aya Matsuda. Oh, no, I love this one, too. God, they're all so good.
Here we go. Is there streaming
yet? Yeah, we started.
Yeah, we're on.
The stream.
Love this song. Oh, it's Sam! Oh, God, it sounds like somebody, like, stomping on some nuts. We're here on the Insert Credits Show, so if you're driving to work, here we are. Just listen to us.
Even if you're not.
If you're not driving to work, get a job and then drive there.
Yeah.
While listening to us. If you have a job that requires you to drive there at a time like this, that's good. So, yeah. So today is, we're doing episode 94 since we went ahead and did episode 95 last week.
Yeah.
We, all along we meant to have episode 94 be a special episode, but we just weren't able to commit last week because it was such short notice. That's a joke. So what we're doing on today's episode, well, I guess we should just say, I'm Tim Rogers.
You?
Oh, I'm Brandon Sheffield.
And I'm Frank Spalding. I guess we're going in order of couch.
Yeah, where we actually
are.
Yeah,
couch order. That makes sense.
And so today we are celebrating 1994, which previously on the podcast, we nominated as the best video game year ever.
I think we do that every three podcasts.
Yeah, we talk about 1994. And
I feel like 1996 was a year we talked about as well. Or maybe I talked
was really
about
good as well. No, well, 96 was cool, but
it was a transitionary time.
Well, you know, our next episode is episode 96.
Yeah,
true.
Okay.
But head to head,
we happens. Actually can continue to celebrate 94 for the rest of this year. Because it is the 20th anniversary of so many things. Today is the 25th anniversary of the release of the Sega Genesis in North America.
Yeah.
So that's neat. But
it has nothing to do with 20 years.
It does have nothing to do with 20 years or 1994. But in 1994, many great Genesis games came out. So what we're going to do is, Frank, for the viewers at home, can you just hold up an example of what we have?
I absolutely can.
Today, we have all 12 issues of Electronic Gaming Monthly from the year 1994. Now, Electronic Gaming Monthly, for the uninitiated, I understand some people listening had possibly never actually read this magazine.
And Brandon Sheffield as well.
I have looked at it.
Leafed through it. Okay. So it was a magazine that modeled itself after Famitsu, like down to every section. Famitsu was a Japanese magazine that was weekly, and the name of the magazine was Weekly Famitsu. So they were Electronic Gaming Monthly, because they weren't weekly, they were monthly.
Does Famitsu mean electronic gaming?
No, Famitsu means is short for Famicom Tsushin.
Right.
Tsushin meaning like communique or wiretap or whatnot, whatever. Like Tsushin, like communication.
Got it.
Like your Famicom update, you could call it. So
okay.
Famicom update weekly. So this is Electronic Gaming Monthly. So Electronic Gaming Monthly, one of the sections they had that proved to be the most popular section of all. So popular that they moved its location in the magazine many times during the magazine's run so as to trip people up so that they couldn't just pick it up on the shelf and grab it and get the news they needed. We're going to be getting the news today, 20 years late, and that is the Review Crew, where, modeled after Famitsu's review system, they have four reviewers write little blurbs about games that were released that month and assign a numerical score from the scale of 1 to 10. And their reviews are a couple words, and there's never really too much going on in them. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of words and usually a couple funny buzzword sentences. But we're going to go through each issue, devoting around 5 minutes to each one, and I will start a little stopwatch for us to make sure we don't totally freak out.
5 minutes an issue is what we're doing?
Yeah, about 5 minutes per issue. You know, and we're going to try to assemble all of the while a list of the 20 best games that were released in 1994. If at the end of the show we realize that there are grievous omissions, or games that were released only in Japan. We will converse about those, and we will ultimately make a list of the 19... Basically, the Electronic Gaming Monthlies are a memory jogging exercise.
Yes.
So at the end of the show, we will have a list of what we consider right now, right here, in this room, the best games that came out in 1994.
Now, there are people who are listening to the show live as we're recording, and I do need your help with something.
Yes.
We have no guarantee that every game that's reviewed in an issue in 1994 was technically released in 1994.
Yes.
So try to keep on top of that if we're off base with something so we don't end up with it in our final list.
Yes. Yes. So we will go ahead and I will say get going in a moment. I'm going to pop open a little doc. I'm going to pop a doc.
I've opened the Wikipedia page.
Wikipedia page?
Wikipedia page, 1994 in video gaming. And yeah. The number one event that the Wikipedia denizens have noted is that Nintendo calls this year 1994, the year of the cartridge.
I believe that's because they were combating...
terrified about CDs.
Right, and they were combating that with Donkey Kong Country, saying, look, we can do CD games on cartridge.
Because... more like Donkey Kong Bluntry, because it's just ain't that sharp.
Yep.
Boom.
Okay, and one other thing.
Anyway,
let's
not look at the Wikipedia page too much. It's like spoilers for the fun exercise.
No, this is just to make sure that some things.
Oh, so that we can
So we can check if things came out in 1994.
And one other thing, at the conclusion of this broadcast for you live listeners, we will be playing a game from 1994 on a live stream. That game is yet to be determined, so we can.
That's what part of this show is all about.
And I will mention that we did neglect to set up an insert credit Twitch stream, so we'll have to take a minute to do that.
Come on, or we can do that, or...
let's do that.
Yeah, you can do that, or you can reach all some
possibly we'll
of
take
my
a,
subscribers.
We're going to take a break at either
way. Yeah.
You can reach all hundreds of my subscribers on twitch.tv/actionbutton and have a little message saying, check out insert credit on Twitch down there. You can get all those guys at once, if you'd like.
Yeah.
Or you can not do that.
Well, let's do this thing.
Do whatever.
All right, we ready?
Yeah, I'm going to do this.
What are you doing?
I'm just making another tweet.
Ah, okay. That's a good job.
I'm making another tweet because we're actually getting started now.
Okay, so...
All right, go for it.
January 1994, cover stories, Mortal Kombat 2. There are 40 games reviewed.
Oh, God, that's too many.
Yes, it is. So we're going to go quickly here.
Well.
So, the big ones tend to be pushed to the front anyway, so this won't be too bad.
Game of the month.
Game of the month, Mega Man X.
Mega Man X, Editor's Choice, Platinum, 9999.
That's right, Mega
Platinum
Man X.
Platinum is awarded to a game getting a 36 out of 40 or above.
Now, are we nominating games for a top 20 list? Is that the rules?
Yes.
Obviously, I think that's in for now.
Mega Man X has got to be on the list.
Okay.
Mega Man X.
What a really well-put-together video game.
Yeah,
what else we got?
It's all right. We've got Jurassic Park for the Super Nintendo.
Jurassic Park for Super Nintendo is god awful.
Okay, let's skip it. We got Aladdin for the Super Nintendo.
Actually, much much better than the Genesis game, but nobody agreed at the time.
But I think it's in for now. What's up?
I think Brandon doesn't agree.
I don't think I agree, but I'm not sure that memory of disagreement extends much past 1994.
Yeah.
No, in 1994, I thought the Genesis one was clearly superior. I believe for marketing reasons, I thought that. So
it had all that animation, and then Game Fan had that story about. We should have got 1994 Game Fan, dude. Game Fan had that story about it. They made this game in 24 days.
Yeah,
it's like, did they?
No.
Did they?
Fun fact: I have the source code.
Ooh. Nice. Can I have it?
Maybe.
No, actually, I would rather make my own game.
Okay, let's keep going.
Suck.
All right, Aladdin's on the list.
Sony ImageSoft's Cliffhanger? Is that Cliffhanger
for Cliffhanger
SNES?
Super Nintendo? No.
That game's hilarious. I'm going to put that on the list of games we should play someday.
Okay, cool.
Is that a different list?
Major Mike's Game Roundup includes Obitus, Chester Cheetah, T2 the Arcade Game, Alfred Chicken, and Dennis the Menace, all for Super Nintendo.
People were really into Chester Cheetah and Dennis the Menace in 1994.
That's true.
Ooh, Eternal Champions.
All right, we've moved on here. Let's finish up Super Nintendo real
Fine.
Quick.
Yeah.
The Untouchables, Skyblazer, Soldiers of Fortune. None of those, I don't think. However, Young Merlin,
Merlin rules.
I think Skyblazer is actually really interesting. It's a it's a jump and platforming game thing.
Look where I already put it. I already put it on games to play someday.
Cool. It's not great, but it's interesting.
Oh, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
And I keep Christian Nutt is actually a big fan of Skyblazer. I saw him tweeting about it a couple months ago.
Okay, so we're gonna move on to Genesis. We gotta go quick here. Yeah. Dune. I like Dune a lot.
Dune for Genesis is good, but Dune it is just basically an inferior port of Dune 2 for PC, which came out in 1993.
True, but for now, I think it's on the list.
It's already
knocked off soon. Eternal Champions, I do not like as a fighting game.
Eternal Champions blows. Are you going to try to say it's
I think we should put it on there, though.
Okay. All right. Because it is a quintessential
It deserves to be on the 1994 definitely. List.
Yeah, it is so. It's 1994 is all heck.
Now, Tim, I know you like Zool.
Zach Gage was saying to me on Twitter after I made fun of... Zool. I thought you said Zoop.
I said Zool.
Was Zoop released in 94? I hope so.
Zool has Chupa Chups.
Zool does have them.
Zool's not on the list, obviously. Lost Vikings for Genesis?
Lost Vikings for Genesis is one of the best video games ever made in the history of time.
Meh.
So don't use that word
I'm
ever.
Also meh.
Don't ever use that word.
Fido Dido, I think, didn't ship, but it's reviewed here.
What did it get?
66546.
So here's the thing I like about Fido Dido, if I can have a moment. Fido Dido is a character who has an attitude we're supposed to imagine. Is that what it is? It's like it's the 90s. Everybody's got an attitude. This guy's got an attitude, too. Just whatever you think it is, that's what it is. That's Fido Dido.
So now Arrow the Acrobat, you might remember, was like a cover story previously.
Yeah.
Here it's just, now that it's out, it's just a little paragraph.
Yeah.
So
that's sad for that.
That's really sad.
That's actually...
Race Drive-In, Chester Cheetah 2, and Time Killers Roundup, the Sega Genesis Roundup. I don't think any of those are important. Sega CD, we got Dracula, and that's it.
Was that Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the good one. That's a joke.
Is it Bram Stoker's Dracula?
I don't know. It's got pretty bad reviews. Sony Image Soft.
Yeah, that's Bram Stoker.
Yeah.
Sony Image Soft was releasing all those tie-in games. They had Hook. They had...
Keep going. I saw a little preview there, though, that I got excited about.
Okay, back to Genesis for a second. Joe and Mac is just a crappy port of Super Nintendo. Fun and Games, just a kiddie thing. The Trade West did, whatever. On to 3DO here. Stellar 7, Drax on Revenge. No idea what that is. Battle Chess is some chess
just
thing.
Just a port.
Putt-Putt joins the parade.
Nope.
all right. GM sure liked it, as you probably remember.
7778, if I recall correctly.
That is an adventure game, oddly enough, designed by Ron Gilbert, the Monkey Island guy.
Oh, man, my forced friend, the kid who was supposed to be my friend, was obsessed with Putt-Putt Joins the Parade.
Like, yeah.
He had a Sega CD, and he would never let me play it.
3DO was never on Sega CD.
Oh. Well, he had a Sega CD. He would never let me play it. He was always playing those FMV games.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he was going to get a 3DO to get Putt-Putt Joins the Parade.
All right, Fatal Fury Special, Neo Geo.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd put that on there.
Yeah.
But didn't
that's what I got excited
didn't
about.
That come out in 1993 in Japan?
Probably. We'll figure that out later.
A lot of these games probably actually
onto the 8-bit NES, which is on its last legs here. Rescue Rangers 2, despite EGM saying Rescue Rangers 1. I didn't like it. It was a flimsy sequel.
Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy was terrible. It's just THQ garbage.
Yeah.
DuckTales 2 for the Game Boy. I didn't even know that came out. Okay, on to the Game Gear. We've got Deep Duck Trouble, Chuck Rock 2, F1 Grand Prix.
None of those
are all
good.
Just ports.
Remember when we once mentioned we were asked what was the best games on the Game Gear? And it was like...
A tough one.
What's the essential game to own? No idea.
James Pond 2 on the Amiga CD. No. Bart and the Beanstalk. No. Sonic Chaos Game Gear was not a very good Sonic game.
That was one of the...
We're at the end of
January.
We've definitely gone past 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think we've gone past 5 minutes, but that was a lot.
Next one.
That was games that could have possibly been released during the holiday
season. This is sort of the leftovers of the holiday. You'll notice the page count here versus
February.
Oh, yeah,
much thicker.
Yeah, so that's okay. Just I want you to be prepared for December here, Brad.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
December's going to be rough.
The biggest page count of any video game magazine ever.
It's one of my favorite. It was one of my prized possessions for many years, though.
Now, unfortunately, I need to find the review crew here. Any thoughts on that list while I'm
doing
that?
So far we've got possible ones, Mega Man X, Aladdin for SNES, Dune, Eternal Champions, Lost Vikings, and Fatal Fury Special.
Okay. Yeah.
That's six games so far.
All right, February, shorter issue. 41 games reviewed.
Nice.
Starting with NBA Jam for the Super Nintendo, was the superior of the two. I like NBA Jam a lot.
NBA Jam Tournament Edition is better.
Yep, but we don't know if it came out in 94. I don't believe it did.
It did. It sure didn't. Okay. It was 95.
I'm going to go quickly through this list of Super Nintendo games. Excalibur 2097, a game soon to be played on the Fun Dumpster,
yeah,
if not tonight.
We put that on there.
Whatever that is, I don't even know. Choplifter 3 was kind of a crappy Choplifter. We're Back, no. The Peacekeepers, NHL Stanley Cup. Rabbit Rampage was a Sunsoft Bugs Bunny game that was kind of uniquely respectful of its source material, but not a very good game.
I really want to play some of those Sunsoft Looney Tunes games on a stream, but the sound is weird. I've tried a whole bunch of them. The sound emulation's really weird.
Well, we'll play it on real hardware then.
Yeah, we do that.
Put it on the real deal.
Hey, if anyone listening to this wants to buy us a Frame Master, please do.
Oh yeah, we need one.
All right, Super Nintendo still Joe Mac 2. Wolfenstein 3D is kind of a
Joan Mac 2 is actually way better than Joan Mac 1.
I've never played
which is a testament to 1994 in general, is that they were making sequels that were way better than the original games. It was a year of many sequels.
All right, rounding out Super Nintendo, The Lawnmower Man, probably terrible.
Who made it?
THQ published it. I don't know.
They didn't really have much prerogative.
I'd play it, but it's not on our list.
Yeah.
Whatever Turn and Burn is, I have no idea. RoboCop versus Terminator, never played.
Oh, that game owns. Is that for the Genesis one?
No, Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo. Not actually very good.
It's hilarious and weird.
It's funny. The animations.
The explosions of blood, people falling apart. It's pretty awesome.
I like that part.
And finally, a fun dumpster favorite, Jim Power.
Oh, man. Absolutely love that game.
I have the TurboGrafx version.
All right, on to the Genesis. NBA Jam, I think we've all agree the Super Nintendo.
Oh, the Super Nintendo one's way better. Yeah. The Genesis one, if you have any question as to why, too many voices, number one. And number two, they've got this goddamn music playing through the whole game.
Yeah.
And it's this terrible baby music. I don't even know what it is.
It really just comes down to sound. That's all it really comes down to.
Oh, yeah. That's basically it.
We got one coming up.
Goofy's Hysterical History Tour.
No. Oh, I love that game. I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Here comes. Oh.
That's a platform for Genesis. That's whatever. Goofy. Castlevania Bloodlines.
Heck
Castlevania
yeah.
Bloodlines is... I accidentally put it at the top of the list.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Oh, man.
Dash and Desperados, which is not that good. It's an interesting idea that's not well realized.
If you need to know why Castlevania Bloodlines is the best Castlevania game, in my opinion, it has a spear, it has no story, and it makes no sense. It's just a whole bunch of cool action stages, and the second you kill the final boss, the words, the resurrection of Dracula has been stopped, just appear.
That's great. I like that.
That's like on a freeze frame. It's
beautiful. No wonder it was EGM's Editor Choice Gold Award for February 9th.
What are the numbers?
9888.
Should have had two nines.
I agree.
I'm going to write them an angry letter.
All right. Another Editor's Choice Gold for that month, Mega Turrican.
Heck yeah.
Oh, that's one of my fav games as well. And I'm putting that on the list. As we know, we can't say that it's just because it's a port, it doesn't count. It counts because every Turrican game is different.
Yes.
Yep.
It's definitely not a port.
That's why it's called Mega Turrican.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Family Feud, Wiz and Liz, Toe Jam and Earl 2. And
Wiz
Soldiers
and Liz, I don't know what that is. I'll put that on the list to look at later.
Okay.
Do you want me to read the review?
I know what Wiz and Liz is. It's a weird Psygnosis. First of all, it's Psygnosis, so it's not going to win any awards, but it's a weird platformer where you're a wizard and another thing, and there's some kind of interaction between
you're a wizard and a lizard.
Is the Liz Wiz? Or is Wiz Liz?
What? No, they're and.
Oh. Okay. So Jam and Earth 2, Soldiers of Fortune, Jam It rounds out Sega Genesis. I think we can move on.
I remember Jam It.
Yeah. There was Night Trap for the 3D. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, hang on. We're on Sega CD next.
Yeah, okay.
Sega CD, Ground Zero Texas, crappy FMV game. Stellar Fire, I don't know what that is, Dynamics game. Do you know? Anyone know that one?
What?
Stellar Fire, I think that was an FMV helicopter game.
Okay.
That's probably not good. It doesn't sound... No. I love helicopters, but
Double Switch for Sega CD. I hate it because it's not Switch Panic, which I do like.
Mm-hmm.
Prize Fighter was a hilarious black and white boxing game that was Montgomery Wards in the world, I believe.
Yeah, that's a really easy game to find on the Sega CD. Yeah,
that was one of the games that said friend I was shackled to had and played over and over again. Prize Fighter.
You want to put that on the list of stuff to maybe play? I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
Dragons are Sega CD, just probably crappy port. Chuck Rock 2. I think you like Chuck Rock 2, right? But the Sega CD version probably doesn't stick out in your mind.
I don't like Chuck Rock, man.
Yeah, I don't like a lot of stuff, but it's got stuff.
You seemed at least interested in it. Okay. 3DO Night Trap is the better of the two console versions, but I believe the PC is sort of the...
I feel like for 1994 reasons, it should be on the list.
Well, we're going to put it on there. But
it's the 3DO version. Like, if we're going...
The Sega CD one came out the year before, right?
Yeah, it was like 93.
Okay, then maybe not.
So it's not really a 1994.
All right.
Game. We can also have a philosophical discussion about the true nature of the list at the end.
Yeah, true. Sure.
All right, the Amiga CD still existed, and D-Generation came out, which is something I'm actually kind of interested in based on the graphics. I'm sure it's terrible.
D-Generation?
Yeah, it looks very XCOM-like.
Yeah, D forward slash generation. Put that on the list of stuff.
Why not? To play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least look at. Jaguar Cybermorph, I believe Brandon likes.
Yeah.
Cybermorph owns.
I don't know that I like it, but I definitely played it a bunch, so I think it should be on the list. Also, it's a Jaguar game. I don't know. It should be on there.
It would be cool to have a Jaguar game on there.
Yeah.
It's not going to make the list, but whatever. Terraforming for the Turbo Duo. I don't know that game.
It's not actually that good, but
it's
a Sid Mead horizontal scrolling shooter, of all things.
Oh, Sid Mead.
Yeah.
We went a little bit out of order here. I apologize. Fatty Bear's Birthday on 3DO is another humongous game. I haven't played it. Trevor McFur
good
on
Lord.
The Jaguar.
Oh, my God. That's, Trevor McFur.
That game, they're like, okay, we got to put out a game to launch with a console. What can we cut from Trevor McFur? I know. Music. There's no music in Trevor McFur and the Crescent Galaxy.
No wonder Major Mike gave it a 3.
That game is amazing.
He looks so much like Star Fox, and it's such a
yeah, disaster. It's exactly like... Oh, and if we can also point out... man, we should next week we should just do the game fan version of this show. But the game fan preview review of Cybermorph was the one that Dave Halverson wrote while high on LSD.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
You could do a dramatic reading of that.
Yeah, we can do that. We can pull that up and read it at the end of the show.
Okay. NES Cliffhanger. Never played it, though there's a weird memory attached to this. There's 4 threes for the review from the review crew, and I think this is basically my first memory of realizing that games could be that terrible. So that's kind of an interesting...
I blame Electronic Gaming Monthly for giving me an early notion of critical faculty. Their original... their year, 1989, the first year of EGM, was home to many threes and many twos.
Is that right?
And I remember reading that as a 10-year-old and being like, wow, these games must not be good because these guys are cool and they gave Super Mario Brothers 3 four nines. So... There that was.
On to the Game Boy real quick, Miss Pac-Man, whatever. Kirby's Pinball Land I like quite a bit, though.
It's a neat little one. We'll put that on here, maybe.
I feel like that's not the definitive HAL Game Boy pinball game. I think that's Pokemon Pinball, but whatever.
Pokemon Ball. Yeah, I love that.
On to the Game Gear, Pinball Dreams, RoboCop vs. Terminator, NBA Jam.
Pinball Dreams? They made a handheld pinball game?
They did.
That's a joke about how we're... have a Nintendo bias.
Yeah.
On the show, as someone blamed me.
And that apparently was 41 games.
Actually,
even though you don't like Nintendo at all.
Believe it or not, one of my favorite pinball games is a handheld pinball game by Nintendo. Well, not
probably by HAL.
Not really Nintendo. No, actually, my favorite is Metroid Pinball.
Oh,
that one's good.
I really like it. I think, did Retro make it? I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I can't remember who made that. Whoever made it was real cool.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
All right. March 1994, Star Trek The Next Generation is the cover feature. Game of the Month, Editor's Choice Platinum, Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3. I want to just point out that today Polygon had an article saying it's the 25th anniversary of the launch of the Sega Genesis. What was your favorite Sega Genesis game?
Uh-huh.
And in the comments, I just wanted to cry because everybody's like, Streets of Rage 2. Yeah, dude, Streets of Rage 2.
No.
Sonic 3 and Knuckles. Yeah, and I just feel so sad that people didn't play Sonic and Knuckles. They just wanted to plug Sonic 3 into it.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me so sad.
Meanwhile, I played 13 Sonic and Knuckles stuck together.
Yeah, it's true. You did.
There's
a story on RetroCollect.com.
So good.
Yeah. I'm actually going to write a
big
story.
So wait, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, it's important to note, got 2 10s and 2 9s from EGM. That's only like the fifth game ever that had gotten a 10. From them, so that's good.
Yeah, not as rare as Famitsu, but they did keep them pretty rare.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
well,
so
Famitsu's just bowls over the perfect scores nowadays.
That's true. They're flopping
them out.
Okay, so that was Game of the Month. Now we're on Super Nintendo.
Yes.
Metal Combat.
One of my favorite video games of all time.
Yeah, Tim likes that game.
And I would recommend anyone with the possibility of playing it to play it. It is a light gun shooter adventure RPG made by the people who made Fire Emblem and Advance Wars. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like it, you should probably cry.
All right, Pirates of Dark Water. I remember playing for like 5 minutes once, and
who made that?
That was published by Sunsoft.
The Genesis one is the better one.
That's right,
because the Genesis one was an action puzzle platformer.
Oh, an APP.
And this one was more of a beat 'em up.
Super Nintendo Flashback. I like Flashback. I don't consider this Flashback to be the definitive one. I don't think.
Was the Genesis one released in '93?
I don't know.
Flashback. I think of. Isn't it like an Amiga?
Yeah. Exactly.
Flashback rules.
I mean,
Nah.
It's okay. It doesn't really rule. Okay, Super Battle Tank 2, Mapsolute, Super Pinball, Sengoku, Winter Extreme, Riddick Bowe Boxing. I have no thoughts on any of those games for Super Nintendo.
Nah.
Finishing up Super Nintendo, Claymates was...
That a Clay Fighters spinoff?
It was by Interplay
somebody else.
Yeah.
And it was Clay, but not really.
Huh. We're just trying to get more of that Clay fetish
that
money.
That Clay money.
Mm-hmm. And then Legend, whatever that is. I don't know what that is. Sega. It's a Golden Axe-ish game. Whatever.
Starring Tom Cruise.
What was the game?
Legend.
Legend? Oh, God, yeah.
Starring Tom Cruise.
It is based on that movie, isn't it?
I don't think so.
No. I think it is.
Really?
I think it's based on the movie, but just one of those cases of a game being based on a movie years after the movie came out.
Well, Major Mike does complain that there's not too much diversity, which means it stars a white guy, so it probably is the Tom Cruise movie.
I think by not too much diversity, he means there's not a puzzle level.
All right, on to the Sega Genesis. F-117A Nightstorm.
The first word in the review. Actually kind of cool. I rented that.
Well, the first word in the review is ugh, with an exclamation point.
Well,
Lotus 2.
Lotus 2.
More of the same from the first Lotus game, apparently. Skitchin for the Genesis.
Skitchin owns. It actually doesn't. It's really bad.
It doesn't own, but I did recently purchase the Brazilian tech toy version of Skitchin, so I'm excited about that.
That game's terrible.
ASCII's Pro Move Soccer is probably a soccer game.
Soccer games were pretty good back then.
Beauty and the Beast Belle's Quest. This was, you might remember, Sunsoft put out a boy and a girl game for Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
You had Beauty or the Beast. This is the Beauty one. It was a sort of a platform puzzle game where usually the solution was make Gaston do it.
I actually kind of liked the Super Nintendo Beauty and the Beast Sunsoft game.
Oh,
Hudson made that. That's who made that.
Yeah.
Hudson.
They made the 8-bit Nintendo one, too, which is not many people know about. It only came out in Europe. Okay, Sega CD, Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
No idea. Oh, wait, sorry. Let's go back to Genesis for a second here. Bubble and Squeak. I really like the food. I don't know the game.
Bubble and Squeak, man. I remember that game.
Roar of the Beast. That's the other Beauty and the Beast game.
Right.
But also not good.
Nope. And then Dragon's Revenge is like an unofficial, well, an official but not developed by the same guy's sequel to Alien Crush, right?
Yeah.
And that's a Tengen game.
It's not a sequel. That one's actually a port.
Okay.
Of Dragon's Crush.
Okay.
And Dragon's Crush.
Prince of Persia for the Genesis is a port of Prince of Persia, right?
Yeah.
Okay, back to Sega CD for a second for Microcosm, which is, I think is like a kind of an inside someone's body game from what I remember.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. On to 3DO. Monster Manor, whatever.
Let's just say nothing on 3DO is probably going to be on.
Okay.
Let's like stamp this out right now. Is anything on 3DO going to be on this?
You're looking with me, Brandon. If something catches our eye.
Yeah, I'll take a look. But the only thing that has any possibility is like Return Fire, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jaguar's Raiden, CDI's Kether. I have no idea what that is.
Was that Shut Up and Jam?
Yeah, that is an ad
for Shut Up and Jam. Man, that game owns.
Quit crying about getting hacked or how your shoes hurt or how you can't shoot outdoors. Just Shut Up and Jam.
Can't you just taste the salt on Charles Barkley's face?
I would prefer not to.
Shut Up and Jam.
Dune CD, that was I played a lot of that again at Montgomery Ward's.
Yeah.
I was at Montgomery Ward's a lot in 1994. It was right behind my apartment.
My dad would always call Montgomery Ward's Monkey Ward's.
Oh, every adult called Montgomery Ward's Monkey Ward's.
That was the grown-up thing to call it, yeah.
Dino Dudes on the Jaguar. You have any insight into Dino Dudes, Brandon?
It's not good.
Okay, cool.
What is it? What genre is it?
Dino Dudes is a Lemmings-like.
Okay. Well, we got Lemmings on the links this month, too, so it's kind of a crowded market. I'm just going to skip some stuff here. Alfred Chicken on the Nintendo.
Yeah, I think that there's nothing here.
Yeah. Again, Game Gear. There's not going to be anything on Game Gear.
Okay, that's so that's it for that issue. Where are we at with the list so far, Tim?
Right now we've got we've got Castlevania Bloodlines, Mega Man X, Aladdin SNES, Dune for Sega Genesis, Eternal Champions, Lost Vikings, Fatal Fury Special, NBA Jam, Mega Turrican, Cybermorph, Kirby's Pinball Land, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and Metal Combat so far.
All right. On to April 1994, Beavis and Butthead cover feature.
I love that cover.
Editor's Choice Gold Game of the Month. I don't know why it's not Platinum this time. Is Tempest 2000 for the Atari Jaguar.
T2K.
I'll put that on there. Yeah, that's the only Jeff Mintory game that is actually like super, super great.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Though it does have those weird special stages are really strange where you're just going through circles and these bonus circles, and every time you get through it, it goes, yes! Yes!
That's Jeff Minter.
That game's so smooth.
I feel
so
like
buttery,
all his follow-ups
so
just got more Mintery.
Yeah,
he couldn't stop the mint.
Yeah.
Really Mintered out.
The mint.
Can't mint the stop.
No. All right, what's next?
All right, Super Nintendo, ready? We're going to go through quickly here. Fire Striker, the Ninja Warriors, Spellcraft.
Ninja Warriors.
Fire Striker, we played that one.
Did we?
I played that game before.
Twisted Fire Striker. All right,
so those who tuned into the Fun Dumpster last week will remember Fire Striker. The scores were 8-7-7-8-8.
They actually sort of liked it.
I think based on the multiplayer function that we didn't play with.
Mm-hmm.
Ninja Warriors is okay, but not list-worthy.
What, are you serious?
Are we like that one?
Are you completely high?
I wouldn't say Ninja Warriors is... that's not... Like, it's an arcade game. It's basically a port.
Yeah, but it's a little bit retuned. You can actually sort of
It's
play
retuned
it.
For the Super Nintendo.
You can actually beat it in a continue if you're pretty sweet at it.
Yeah, I think it does have that music.
The game is doper than heck, man. That's one of the...
All right, you can put it on there.
That's Taito, man. Anything Taito made is welcome in my home.
Tito. All
right, that did also receive Editor's Choice Gold, by the way.
Okay.
Nice!
Spellcraft from ASCII. EGM says it's an interesting RPG, and then it's good for PRG fans.
Also. Oh, I love P...
Oh, good for PRG. Yeah. That's Play Role Game.
I thought that was... Puerto Rican guys.
Ah.
Oh, nice.
Puerto Rican guys fans will definitely want to check this.
Fans of Puerto Rican guys will really like Spellcraft.
Inspector Gadget, I did not play. Liberty or Death, I also didn't play because it's a Koei game.
Or Death is a pretty decent Koei game, actually. Super Nintendo.
Hardball 3, Equinox.
Accolades.
Lethal Enforcers.
Oh, man. Equinox deserves to be really far from the list.
Okay.
I just want to specify.
Okay.
We were playing Solstice yesterday, the prequel to... Yeah. Not the prequel, but the predecessor. That's a bad game, too.
And then finally, rounding out Super Nintendo, Star Trek The Next Generation, the cover feature of the previous issue.
Mm-hmm.
King of Dragons, which is just a... Wait, that's not a port.
King of Dragons is a cool...
I like that game.
Cool Capcom beat 'em up.
Yeah, it does... The only problem with it is it gets boring. It's
an arcade.
It's a little too easy.
It would be great if they had cut it about in half.
Mm.
But it's really fun, like, leveling up and seeing your armor change and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So next in EGM, I see one of the best video games of all time, Subterranea.
Mm-hmm. Subterranea for Genesis.
I want to put that on here.
I could never get a feel for it.
I couldn't either. It's too hard to control that for me.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's like a high-speed solar jetman-like, asteroids-like with gravity and big crazy weapons.
Well, you know what? That could be a game you could show us during a stream some other time.
We could possibly do that.
Yeah. All right. Not too much on the Genesis this month. We've got Time Tracks. I don't know what that is. Columns 3 is probably not a definitive Columns. I've played it. There's a story mode.
Columns
kind of weird.
3 is extra weird.
Yeah. I don't think it's worth putting on the list. And then finally, Pebble Beach Golf Links. Sega CD has Dracula Unleashed, and that's it.
Dracula Unleashed?
Skip those, whatever. Art of Fighting 2 for the Neo Geo. Anyone have any opinions on Art of Fighting 2?
It doesn't need to be on there.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't actually like the Art of Fighting games at all.
All right. I think these might all be skippable. I'll go real quick.
I don't know.
Sega CD, Racing Aces, Mansion of Hidden Souls, mm-hmm. which I was always intrigued, I think, just by the title. Of it.
They just kind of spoiled
it. Oh, yeah. There's Souls in the match. 3DO Dragon's Lair's port, Total Eclipse, is not of the heart, unfortunately. CDI port of Space Ace.
Oh, God. Space Ace.
And then Turbo Duo. Super Air Zonk.
Wait, I just realized
this
is not Air Zonk, it's Super Air Zonk, and Super Air Zonk has the rockabilly music that I really don't like, so I actually don't want to put it
Air Zonk is much better.
Air Zonk is much better than Super Air Zonk. God darn it.
It's got really bad reviews considering it's Air Zonk.
Do they mention the rockabilly music in there?
I wonder.
A quick scan does not come up with the word rockabilly.
Maybe they didn't know what that word was.
Again, I just want to point out how strange it is to look at these magazines knowing that I own every game in this magazine.
All right. Let's see. Still on the duo. Dynastic Hero.
Dynastic Hero is Monster World 2 or 3. I forget which one.
I think that's Monster World 2 or 3s are not very good.
No?
I think they're better in concept than they are in execution, and I think all the Monster World console games have been outdone by Metroidvanias at this point.
Yeah, I suppose so. Oh, it's Wonder Boy and Monster World is what it is.
Oh, yeah, that one.
It's the first Monster World.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The one with Wonder Boy in it.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, so the first Monster World is... Yeah, the kind of arcade one where you also... Yeah, I don't like that
game. I can never remember which one is which, so...
All right, some crap here. Captain America on the Game Gear, Sports Illustrated on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Wario Land on the Game Boy. I like Wario Land.
Some people like that.
Wario Land's okay, but the sequels are better.
I agree that the sequels are better.
Wario Land 3 is
But we're in
nuts.
1994.
We are in 94.
Well, yeah, but again, what is the point of our list? Are we just going to...
I want it on there because I like the weirdness of that team.
Yeah, I want to just say we're already over 20 games. So
I know.
Many of
these we're gonna cut them down.
Yeah. Oh, they're gonna be slashed out.
Okay, I think that's it.
Wario Land.
You want to read the new ones that we put on there, Sam?
We threw on Tempest, Ninja Warriors, King of Dragons, Subterranea, and Wario Land.
Let's take a moment before we move on to the review crew to appreciate the Tommy Tallarico full-page ad.
Oh, T-Tal.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, I love how he actually owned this CD that he's advertising here. And it, for those of you that have never seen it, it's got him like barely able to hold on to a joystick because it's rocking his world so much with a big, long, oversized jacket, a mullet, ripped jeans. He's just the coolest guy.
He's wearing a Letterman jacket.
Well, there's two pictures of him in this ad.
Both I was describing the CD.
Are they the same ripped jeans?
Same ripped jeans, I reckon.
No, that rip is not on. I don't think it is.
Okay.
Forensic evidence suggests that he owned at least two ripped pairs of jeans in 1994.
We should ask him about it.
I just want to say, if you've never heard Tommy Tallarico's music, let me tell you, if you've ever been bored, you probably have.
All right, game of the month: Super Nintendo version of Fatal Fury 2. I don't think any Neo Geo ports.
I wouldn't put that on there. No.
No.
I don't care.
Fatal Fury 2 is fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, why not?
All right, Super Nintendo. We got Knights of the Round.
Knights of the Round was another Capcom beat 'em up about
of the Round.
King Arthur.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one I was actually describing. Lol.
Oh, yeah, that one gets boring. Well, King of Dragons gets boring as well.
Well, they're both boring, whatever. Mega Man Soccer, Wizardry 5, MLBPA Baseball, Spectre, The Flintstones, and Rocco's Modern Life.
I am putting Mega Man Soccer on there because that game really rules.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, one more for the Super Nintendo, SOS.
Oh, SOS is one of the best games ever.
I would like to play that on the stream sometime.
Vic Tokai. It's too bad about Vic Tokai.
They were a weird company.
Yeah,
those guys.
All right, Genesis.
Still exist, though.
I think they probably went back to just making industrial chemicals.
Or whatever. They make like business software and whatever.
Yeah. Oh, do they?
That's another type of industrial chemical.
Yeah.
All right, on to the Genesis. Liberty or Death.
Again, pretty good Koei game, but who cares?
I like Liberty better than Death. NBA Showdown, Jeopardy Sports, Dribble, Asterix the Gaul.
Double Dribble for Sega Genesis
yeah.
Yeah.
is pretty neat. I'm going to put it down here for a second.
Okay.
So I just
two dribs.
Grindstormer, I believe.
Grindstormer is okay.
Okay.
I don't love it, though, so I don't need it to be on the list.
Okay. The Incredible Hulk rounds out Sega Genesis, I believe.
I never played The Incredible Hulk.
A little more Genesis. World Series Baseball, whatever. Pirates of Dark Water, that's the good one?
That's the good one. It's okay. Interesting, but it may. I don't know if it deserves. Have you played it?
Pirates of Dark Water on the Genesis? Yeah, we rented it, and we didn't really get very far in it.
I think I've watched a long play of it, as well as played it myself. It has a lot of interesting secrets, and I think it's cool that you're playing with a broken sword for most of the game, and then only toward the very end do you get a complete sword that you can fight with.
Was well, it the whole cool. story of the cartoon show about the guy trying
it is,
to put
it
his
is,
sword
of course,
together?
But they give you such a small attack range with that. That makes it kind of deliberately difficult so that when you get the final, so like, just longer attack range, it's actually...
It just reminds me of, like, Wonder Boy of Monster World, where you just, you get a sword, like a pixel in front of his body. God, I hate that.
Pirates of Dark Water, I'm kind of interested in playing if you want to put it on that list.
Yeah, I get it. We'll consider all these games on the big
list. Yeah, I don't think we need
to
talk about that list.
All right, yeah. Romance 3. Romance of Three Kingdoms 3, I guess.
Romance of Three Kingdoms 3 is... Not nearly the best Romance of the Three Kingdoms game.
Oh, wait, I forgot I wanted to read the Major Mike review of Pirates of Dark Water, if you guys will indulge
me. Let's hear
me
it. Read it. Read it.
This game has a different layout from the Super NES counterpart.
True.
Pick from three warriors to battle it out in horizontal and vertically scrolling stages. There are even some RPG-ish elements thrown in, like interactive characters.
Ah, those.
Oh, interactive characters?
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of like those.
3DO's got Super Wing Commander that month. Whatever.
Wing Commander sucks.
Might Magic 3. There's no reason to ever play a Might Magic game again.
No.
And I'm going to say it.
Except for Clash of Heroes. I really like that.
Oh, sure. That's not real, though.
No, not real.
Okay. The Horde on 3DO starring Kirk Cameron.
Ah.
Yeah, Crystal Dynamics.
Oh, God, that one.
I like Aladdin on the Game Gear. It's kind of fun. Might be weirdly my favorite.
That's strange.
Yep. Let's see. Anything else? Poker Face Paul Blackjack.
I'm going to mention that Ninja Gaiden 3 is the first Lynx game I ever played.
And it came out in April.
That was the one where my friend was like, dude, you could even play this left-handed, watch, I can turn it upside down. And I was like, what? That's not how that works.
Ninja Gaiden on the Lynx?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you
just because they got all those buttons.
Yeah,
on
the
it.
Buttons are.
That was such a weird choice that they made with that Lynx.
In similar news, we now have Video Ball can be played with the right analog stick and the left triggers.
Ooh.
I've been playing it left-handed
nice.
Ever since we put it in there. It's great.
Ooh.
All right, June 94, Virtual Fighter cover exclusive picks of Sega 32-bit Fighter.
Whatever. Nice.
Game of the month, Super Metroid.
Yeah.
Smash up.
I like being cool and all, but Super Metroid is one of the best games people have made.
I guess. Being cool that much.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah, I mean, I'm willing
it's
to say
fine.
It's probably on that list.
Oh, yeah, it's on the list.
Saturday Night Slam Masters.
Whoa, that game's so weird.
It's really strange.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be on the list.
Yeah.
It's also a port.
It's okay. Worth talking about. I'm going to put it on a list of games maybe I would play again.
Fighter's History is
I really like Final Fighter's History Dynamite, but that's a port anyway.
Editor's Ooh. Choice Gold on Super Nintendo. Spike McFang.
Spike McFang?
Never played Spike
I have
McFang.
No idea. I'm
I know
I don't know
game.
What that is.
I think that goes on the list of stuff to play.
We rented that, and my little brother played it, but I didn't play it too much.
Okay.
I just looked at it.
Capcom Soccer Shootout, Eye of the Beholder, Socks the Cat Rocks the Hill, can't be on the list because it didn't come
Never
out.
Never came out, yeah.
Aerobiz,
Rocks the Cat Socks the Hill was the other one.
Aerobiz Supersonic.
Oh man, that game's so good,
Is
but
it?
I would not worry about not talking about it.
All right, PTO, Operation Europe.
PTO 2 is one of the best turn-based strategy games ever made, but it
but
didn't
on
come
one.
Out that year.
Lord of the Rings. Super Nintendo.
Lord of the Rings for Super Nintendo is a game I'm more interested in than any video games.
Okay.
I have no idea why. I've never played it.
We're going to play it.
It haunts me. We will play it on this show someday.
Sega Genesis Virtual Racing.
So I think
darn good port.
I think Virtual Racing should be on there.
For Sega Genesis?
For
I love
Sega
it.
Genesis because it is a port, but it's a good port, and it's very interesting. And
It's a good slice of 1994. This $100 port.
It's not as good as this port of virtual racing. Which
he's holding up the PlayStation 2.
We don't have to mention right it now. For the
well, it's too late.
I think we should
did
mention everything or, that we're showing that personally.
This is a show about looking at stuff they can't see.
Yeah, I know. We're just saying this is a viewers only one to incent to let the people who are listening know that maybe they could watch someday.
All right, we got to get through this a little faster, I believe.
Yeah. Actually, no, we don't. We're
really?
Way ahead.
Well,
so don't
really
worry about it.
No
just,
way.
Just chill out.
I don't think
just,
we do.
We can take a couple extra seconds.
No.
Well, I don't want to take a couple extra seconds for Mutant League Hockey.
Mutant League Hockey is way better than Mutant League Football, but nobody will admit it because it was the second of the two games to come out.
And also, I don't care.
It's pretty neat.
Owned.
Normie's Beach Babe O-Rama.
Everyone's favorite video game.
What's that for?
That's a Genesis game. That is based on a comic strip.
Oops.
By one of the original Intellivision developers. So that's kind of weird.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah. Let's see. Champions World Class Soccer. Shadowrun on the Genesis.
Shadowrun on the Genesis is a really good game.
I just bought that last week.
I could not get into it. I tried real hard.
It's a weird one.
I like the graphics. I tell you what. Yeah. I really like
how it
works.
It's a super, super weird game. It's not a... It's not as readable as the.
I like
Super
how
Nintendo
it looks so much.
I don't like the sound. Sound is really sound bad rules in that game.
I mean, it's weird, but
it's really weird. It's too weird.
It's just some dark strangeness that game.
Stark strangeness.
Sylvester and Tweety. I remember really liking the screenshots of. I never.
Is that Sunsoft?
That's Tech Magic.
Oh, whatever. Forget those guys.
RBI 94. Okay. Sega CD. Mortal Kombat. Whatever supported Mortal Kombat. Rise of the Dragon was kind of a weird Sierra adventure game. It was made by Dynamics, which is like a Sierra offshoot or something.
Yeah.
All I remember is that there was a character in there who was like a dealer or something, and his name was The Jake.
Ah, The Jake.
The Jake.
Jake was pretty cool.
Like Chad the Taff.
Let's see. Seven Gas, Incredible Machine, these are ports.
Yeah.
Turbo Duo Godzilla.
Godzilla's not that good.
Okay.
That's one of the many games that when TTI went out of business, they sold all their excess stock to a company called Turbo Zone Direct.
Yep.
TZD. And Godzilla was one of the many games they had a huge surplus of. And man, I really hope that we get at least one good duo game, but we probably won't.
We'll give it a shot. Hotel Mario on CDI came out that month.
HMR.
Not a terrible game.
Game's real weird.
Yeah.
It has those cutscenes that
are
hilarious.
Bizarre, yeah. Those cutscenes feel like a fever dream to me. I don't know what it is about them.
I feel like they were probably made in like a week.
Yeah.
Like they were just, oh God, yeah. I can't do this.
I'm just going to mention these 8-bit Nintendo games because I still can.
Some
for like another month. Zoda's Revenge, Star Tropics 2, I don't remember being a very good sequel.
It's pretty cool. I went back and looked at it a couple years
maybe
ago.
It's Mega Man 6. I actually.
Mega Man 6 is fantastic.
I like 6. No one ever talks about
it. But in
6.
The same year that Mega Man X came out.
Yeah, Mega Manx and Mega Man Vi. And
Mega Man V.
Mega Man V, sorry.
Mega Man V.
Let's see. Some Game Gear ports, Game Boy stuff. That might be
That's it. Yeah, as you get this far in the year, you'll see that if you see Nintendo games, that's the end of the review crew. Whatever one Nintendo game came out that month.
So we're at the halfway mark. Are we good?
What's this exclusive on the front cover?
Exclusive on the first kit on the cover. MK2 hits home.
Oh, man.
Finally.
I remember it hitting home.
The first look at the hottest sequel ever.
Yeah.
Woo doctor.
You might remember the ad campaign for Mortal Kombat 1 was prepare yourself. The ad campaign for 2, nothing can prepare you.
With nothing being struck by lightning. Mm-hmm. Those ads were really good.
They were.
They, like, for a kid, for a 15-year-old kid in the 90s, that was, like, the coolest thing.
I agree.
I remember this issue of EGM arrived about 3 weeks late at my house. So.
My God.
I was so sad.
I'm going to point out, this is not a game to talk about in terms of games coming out in 1994. In fact, it never came out. I would be surprised if it even started development. Jaguar game, Hose Nose and Booger.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know nothing about that, actually.
Hose, Nose, and Booger. That's, concept art screenshot.
That's
there.
Really weird because I feel I'm pretty up on Jaguar stuff. That's one I haven't heard anyone talk about. I could be behind the times.
It's
but.
If you look at Chris, and I'm going to screw up his last name, Bienyik's site, the former editor of Tips and Tricks.
Mm-hmm.
He has a website called Video Game Ephemera, and he talks about this company,
okay.
ASG Technologies, and how all that stuff was probably vaporware.
Makes sense.
Okay, first game, Editor's Choice Gold, Game of the Month for the Neo Geo, World Heroes 2 Jet.
That's a good World Heroes game.
It is. But it's
that's about all you can say about it.
Yeah.
So let's skip that one. All right, Super Nintendo, ready?
Yes.
Pocky and Rocky 2.
Terrible game.
Okay. Double Dragon 5, terrible game.
Dragon 5 is at least amusing, but not as bad as it's a versus fighter.
I have no patience for fighting games that weren't like Street Fighter in this era, or Mortal Kombat, or Neo Geo.
They're interesting to explore. But yeah,
I shouldn't.
It feels unhealthy. It felt unhealthy then. It felt unhealthier back then. But yeah.
All right. Quickly, Five Will Goes West.
Oh, girl. Man, I want to play Five Will Goes West.
FGW.
Someday.
You know, I'll play it too. I'll play it with you. Beauty and the Beast, the one that you kind of like.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be on the list, but I like it.
Super Loops, Suzuka 8 Hours, Ken Griffey Baseball.
Oh, God. He's got the moving lips on the title screen that terrifies me.
Yeah. Jetsons on Super Nintendo, I never played. I played the NES.
Who made that?
That was, Taito.
I want to play that because I know it's Taito.
Yeah. I want to play the 8-bit one.
Yeah.
The Jungle Book, Super Nintendo, and finally a port of King of the Monsters 2.
Who did Jungle Book?
Virgin.
Yeah.
It was Dave Perry, I think.
Yeah, that goddarn guy.
That guy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a millionaire now, I guess, because he made Gaikai.
All right, Genesis, Combat Cars, Pele Soccer 2, World Championship Soccer, World Heroes, Jungle Book, Streets of Rage 3.
Streets of Rage 3.
Streets of Rage 3.
Streets of Ragey.
I have accidentally put it very close to the top of the list.
Ooh.
Streets of Ragey.
Streets of Rage 3.
Streets of Rage 3.
We all like Streets of Rage 3.
The best Streets of Rage game.
It is absolutely the best Streets of Rage game.
Yep. Don't be a noob.
Okay. Yeah. Still on the Genesis, Tin Head, King of the Monsters 2, and Mickey's Challenge, which I believe was actually called Mickey's Ultimate Challenge. Excuse me.
Tin Head is one of those European games, isn't it?
Spectrum Holobyte.
Yep.
Yeah. One of those European weirdo.
Yeah, I remember it not being very good.
All right, Sega CD, we got Rebel Assault, we got Revengers of Vengeance.
Revengers of Vengeance is a title I've always enjoyed.
Yeah, really good one, because vengeance needs to get revenge.
Mm-hmm. And in addition, the other guy getting revenge on Sega CD that month was the Ninja.
Revenge of the Ninja.
Yeah.
Just one Ninja, right?
Yeah, just one. And then Dark Wizard, I don't know what that is.
Dark Wizard
is... about me.
A strategy game. That's Sega CD, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a strategy tactics game. It's not. It's no Shining Force CD, so it's not.
Definitely not for all tastes, but more fans of Lunar will enjoy it.
More like Sega CD. I
thought it was tactics. Maybe I'm wrong.
They say it's an RPG.
Ah, what do I know?
Well, EGM doesn't know either.
Yeah, EGM, they didn't play half these games, let's face it.
Yeah.
NES Jungle Book. It came out. I don't know why.
Huh. That's
we're in the middle of 94.
That's it.
And that is it.
Now we're getting
that's
to
summer slump. Yeah.
Summertime.
Summertime blues. It was time to go to the grocery store and rent a game.
I thought the living would be easy during
this
time.
You guys might enjoy this Illusion of Gaia fold-out guy.
Man, Illusion
fold
of Gaia.
Fold-out Gaia.
Yeah, fold-out Gaia. Yeah.
Illusion of Gaia is a game that I don't like.
All right. EGM cover for September 94, EGM exclusive, Primal Rage. Better than Mortal Kombat 2?
What?
Was it?
No. Absolutely, yeah.
It was not better than Mortal Kombat. They want you to get in there. Magazines that ask questions on the front cover, very often the answer to the question is no.
Yeah. Well, that tactic is still employed today for...
Every magazine you see at the front.
Yeah, my favorite
journalism in general.
My favorite example of a cover like that was GamePro, maybe 5 years ago or something. And from a distance, it looked like it said Gears of War 2. And when you actually read in tiny print, it says, where is? And then it says, Gears of War 2, and then a tiny question mark.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
excellent.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Where is Gears of War? Like, did they lose it?
I guess so. Game of the Month, Editor's Choice Gold. Blackthorn for the Super Nintendo.
Blackthorn for all the consoles is one of my favorite
games. I know you really like it. I haven't been able to really investigate it way that...
You believe that the definitive version is 32X.
It's 32X.
Yeah. I think we have a definitive version rule on these lists.
Yeah.
I think we're good at that.
Yeah. So Blackthorn's real good. If I can speak about it for a short moment, it is like out of this world / flashback the video game, in that it's really video gamey and really level designy, and your guy has a shotgun with infinite ammo, which is hilarious. And you go around getting items in the arbitrary correct order and shooting guys. It's just so solid. It's Blizzard. So Blizzard basically made only really good games on the consoles. So there's a reason they're billionaires today. And Blackthorn is evidence of them being billionaires today.
Well, we're skipping.
Skipping it. We're not skipping Blackthorn.
If the 32X one comes out, we'll put it on the list. I'm good with that.
Well...
put it on the list for now. Put it on the list. Put it on the list. I don't care.
It's fine. I mean, it's so good.
I don't care.
Stream failure.
I don't care anymore.
Is what I'm saying.
Oh, Brainlord.
I was talking.
We played Brainlord on Funduster.
Did we?
Yeah, for like 4 hours.
Which one was that?
It's the weird RPG by Enix where you go into... It's an action RPG where you swing the sword in a really wide arc.
Yeah.
And it's...
I didn't like that game.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it on there.
Yogi Bear, R-Type 3...
The
Power Rangers, you remember the Power Rangers game? That was weird.
The one for Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
And my little brother rented that every week and just kept playing it.
And then the Death and Return of Superman, cashing in on that comic.
Oh, that was so bad.
I remember that comic and people were really talking about that in my middle school, and I was like, I don't care about this.
I remember it got coverage on the nightly news. Superman is dead.
That was a PR win for comic books, I tell you what.
Yeah.
All right, Genesis, Clay Fighter, ha ha ha. It's funny because they're clay.
Yeah, it is funny.
Clay fighter.
So they had that one guy who was a bodybuilder, and what they meant by that was that he built bodies out of parts. Zero Tolerance.
I have zero tolerance for that game.
Whoa!
That game was actually kind of cool, but Doom was 1993, so forget it.
Indeed. Dynamite Heady.
That's pretty good.
Oh, no. So hard to talk about that game.
It is, because it's not... I don't consider it a good game, but it's interesting.
It's such a weird, riddly, difficult
It's not
game.
Amazing, but it's so treasury.
Yeah.
It's treasury's all gods aren't heck.
It's on the list at this point.
Yeah.
Shining Force 2.
Shining Force 2 is one of my favorite video games ever.
Okay.
Shining Force...
That's definitely on the list.
Genesis Super Street Fighter 2, I think we skip.
Yeah, we can skip that.
Yeah.
Taz and Escape from Mars was a bad sequel to what ultimately was not a very good platform game, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Onto the Sega CD. Powermonger.
Yeah.
I don't know that game. Eye of the Beholder.
Yeah, I don't like those first-person maze games, none.
All right. 3DO stuff, whatever.
What if you had a mini-map on the bottom screen of your DS?
That would be better.
How about Game Gear Shining Force, Brandon?
Gear Shining Force is it's not Shining Force 2
Shining
sort
Force
of Haja.
Sword of Haja.
It probably is.
It just says Shining Force.
It's probably what they mean. I really, really like it a lot.
I really like it, and I've beaten it many times.
I've told you, I think, about how I've never been able to beat it because the battery clunks out. The battery in the cartridge dies. Whenever I get 75% of the way through it, which takes about 24 hours. Man. So it's really sad.
I was lucky enough to secure a Game Gear and a copy of the game back in the day, and I played it.
I wasn't exactly playing it in 1994, but I was playing it in 1999.
Hmm. I recall playing through it in 96. I played it in 96.
Yeah, mine was just straight dead. It's too bad, because I really like that game.
I got
this is such a sad story that I think it should go on the list of stuff we might stream on this show.
Oh, it's also on the regular list.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I put both those Shining Forces. If it comes down to it, Shining Force 2 is way better. No offense to the cool Game Gear 1.
I played that Game Gear 1 a whole lot.
Yeah. All right, unless anyone wants to argue for Dynamite Heady on the Game Gear, we're moving on.
No, I do.
Dynamite Heady on the Game Gear is atrocious.
I do like that it's made, though.
Yeah, it exists.
Yeah,
is awesome. I like its reality. Yeah.
All right, October 94, cover story is Donkey Kong Country.
Uh-oh.
Blackthorn poster that I'll go ahead and hand to Tim Rogers here.
Oh, baby.
Thanks,
yeah, like, look at this game. Look at these levels, man.
Yeah,
look
it's how big. Levels.
This is level one of the game. That's enormous. It's fantastic.
That's too big.
No, it's beautiful.
Scale it back.
All right, game of the month.
That's Jim Lee's art, if you're watching.
That is Jim Lee art. Jim Lee, are you watching?
Jim Lee, if you're watching, thank you. Much respect. Praise Jesus.
Game of the month, October 1994, Editor's Choice Platinum. We're back to Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy III.
Final
three to see.
I'm going to put that up near the top of the list as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Just because.
Just for convenience, so you don't have to move it around later.
Yeah. Just leave it up there. Final Fantasy III, I'm going to say, I love that game.
We got a lot of tough games coming up here.
I love that game, even if I recall correctly, and I know I do, it got 4 9s.
Let's see.
Which was a victory for RPGs. Because
they got 4 9s, you're right.
They'd never...
Stream failure.
Feelings are not that I love it.
Okay. Oh, man. It's so stupid.
It is stupid.
I've not played it.
I'm going to put it on the big list just because... Who knows?
Okay.
I actually like it, and I would play it on a show.
Yeah, I don't think Demon's Crest is going to make it.
I'm going to recommend it for a fun dumping.
But... Okay.
It's a fun dumpster for sure.
All right, let's go through quickly these major Mike game roundups. Maximum Carnage was a very by-the-books brawler starring Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. That was
but you could play as Venom.
And the cartridges were red.
Yeah.
I always got confused by that one and thought it was the Smash TV sequel.
Total Carnage.
They always confused me. Yeah.
Maximum implies, this is an interesting thing about English... adjective aspects. Maximum implies that you're doing as much as is possible for your capacity, whereas total implies absolution.
True.
There's a little grammar lesson for everybody.
Thanks.
Boom.
Another weird thing about this game is that it came in a there was a collector's edition version of it, which is not a thing that really existed at that time.
Yeah, and that's now, I think, the most expensive Genesis game.
Yeah.
In Japan... the Japanese versions of it go for like 150,000 yen or whatever. It's insane. It's always in the glass case. And so it's still worth noting that in 94, release dates were not necessarily a thing all the time.
True.
Not every game had a release date.
Most of them didn't.
It made it very hard as a Muta 15-year-old to buy Final Fantasy III, which had no release date.
Yeah.
That was very difficult. I can... talk about that later if anybody wants the details of that.
Virtual Bart, those Simpsons games were pretty universally terrible.
Yeah, they were all bad.
Bonkers.
Kids on the playground loved to claim they were great. Oh, I see a game peeking around the corner.
Yeah. We'll
I shouldn't
get there,
have
man.
Looked over there.
We'll get there.
Shouldn't have looked over. I'm getting
we got to talk about Bonkers first, all right?
Oh, man, is that by Capcom?
That is by Capcom.
Man, I think it's worth playing every Capcom Disney game on the SNES if you have a...
Sure.
Capcom. I'm just gonna say Capcom Disney games.
Yeah.
We should.
I wonder
play
if Bonker ever had a bad fur day.
Every fur day was a bad.
But was he Bonker or was he always Bonkers? I think he was Lieutenant Bonkers.
Bonkers was the worst TV show.
It was
so bad. Animaniacs made several jokes about how bad it was.
Which I
remember
was
being
pretty
like,
good,
I remember just fist pumping every time I heard Animaniacs made fun of it.
Vortex from Electro Brain.
Mm. Oh, we should point out we'll put it on the big list because it's one of Brent Porter's favorite games of all time. He swears it's fantastic.
Okay, fair enough, Brent Porter.
We'll also fun dump it at some point.
Super Return of the Jedi. A lot of people like those Star Wars games. I think they're just kind of there.
More like Super Return of the Jedi.
Whoa.
Boom! I think all those Star Wars games on the JVC ones were really good.
Continue. Don't get too excited here.
No.
What do I know?
Continuing on the Super Nintendo, we've got Crazy Chase from Kenpo. That's a weird, weird game. It stars Mr. Do, I believe.
More like Chasey Crace.
Have you guys ever seen Crazy Chase?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'm interested.
No, not Mr. Do. It was Kid Clown.
Yeah, Kid Clown's Crazy Chase. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were me and, I think Kerwin was playing that the other day.
But yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Sparkster on the Super Nintendo.
I don't know what the deficient there. What's the definitive version of that?
They were both released at the same time. Yeah, so it was a simultaneous.
Sparkster, if you like.
Konami was cool with the Genesis.
But
cool
Konami was real sweet with the Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
sound
it's true. I don't know, man.
I honestly think Sparkster is better than Rocket Knight Adventures, mm-hmm. despite being allegedly RKA. Easier. So I'm going to put... I remember, just as a counterpoint, the October issue of Game Fan was basically on fire. It was just like sitting on fire on the newsstand with all the Genesis games that came out this month. It was a... You had to bring your fire extinguisher to the supermarket to buy that one. but yeah, we're getting into it. But Sparkster was one of them, yeah.
Still on Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah?
Wild Guns.
Wild Guns. Really cool Super Scope game. In fact, I'm going to put it out there. Every Super Scope game was really cool, except the one that was packed into the Super Scope.
Well.
So.
Tetris 2, I have no strong feelings about at all.
Nor do I.
I like it, but I'll just say that.
It's about all you can say. Earthworm Jim, I don't think any of us are really a fan.
No,
I hate Earthworm Jim.
I don't hate it. It's just, it's very 90s. That's about
it's,
it.
It's a big old swirly turd of a dad joke.
Okay. On to the Sega Genesis. Earthworm Jim.
Oh, EWJ, yeah.
Let's go.
Game Fan loved the Genesis version. They said it was a million times better than the Super Nintendo
Which
one.
Is kind of a lie.
I mean, yeah, who really knew?
All right, I think this is the one you guys were getting excited over. Yeah. Contra Hardcore.
Contra Hardcore, yes. It's about a body that is in rigor mortis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Contra Hardcore is going up near the top of the list because,
yes.
Holy Lord, what a game. It's what a mighty good game.
Definitely a video game.
It's a big, weird, hard...
So which Sparkster are we putting up there?
As a Sparkster, multi-platform Sparks.
All right. I thought we were doing different versions.
We'll flip a coin.
All right.
Figuratively.
Yeah.
Later.
We'll figure it out. All right. So Contra Hardcore is there. Let's see what else we got for Genesis. We got Balls. It's a hilarious name.
Oh God, Balls is so bad.
Do you guys? Because it kind of sounds like testicles.
It does.
Yeah, but with a Z.
Yeah, the Z actually is for fun.
But they weren't actually trying to make that joke, I don't think, because the game itself does not have a whole lot of crude humor in it that I can recall.
But the game itself wasn't developed by Accolade's marketing department.
That's true.
I also want to say, as a person making a game with the word ball in the title, I promise to never make a ball joke in any of the commercials for video games.
Your publisher, however, has not made that promise.
I keep telling them not to, and they keep doing it.
Lethal Enforcers 2 for the Genesis, whatever. Sparkster for the Genesis.
That's on there.
Lethal Enforcers 2 is the Wild West one.
Beavis and Butthead for the Genesis.
Rules, but in a bad way.
Yeah, I agree.
Rules in a terrible way.
Okay. Sorry, the order here is getting a little confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to go back? Yeah, I do. Switch Panic for the Sega CD. I like because it's really strange. Have you guys played Switch Panic at all?
I haven't.
So it's a game, it's kind of, I hesitate to call it a point-and-click adventure game, but like this kid's just kind of weirdly warping through these like cartoon dimensions, and there's a whole lot of switches that you can click on.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you click on one, just weird stuff happens.
Ah.
And there's no logic to this game at all. You just kind of eventually get out of it. And I feel like little indie games could learn a lot from Panic.
Maybe they did.
Yeah, just watching cool stuff happen.
Yeah. Alright, on to the Neo Geo, I think. Let's see. Yep. Aggressors of Dark Combat, I'm not familiar with.
It's not that good.
Yeah, it's a weird game. I played that in an arcade.
It's fine, but it's not that good.
That's probably why I'm not familiar.
Fine, but not that good.
Yeah.
Star Control 2 for the 3DO. That's not the definitive one, right?
Not the definitive one, but it's sweet and hot, man.
You know what we're not getting here is anything that's not on a console.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's unfortunate.
That's okay. We'll call it a console.
Jazz Jackrabbit came out in 94.
JJR.
I love that game.
Let's see.
Star Control 4 also, or 2 came out in 94 as well. Didn't it?
I have no idea.
I can look it up. I'm pretty sure it did.
Some portable system ports, some porta ports.
Porty porties.
And right. That is it for October.
Right into the porta potty.
All right, we got 2 months to go.
All right, but this is like half the page count of EGM for 94.
Maybe it's not November, so many reviews. We already know what game of the month November 1994 is. It's Donkey Kong Country, which got 2 10s and 2 9s, equaling the review score of Sonic
Ages.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Oh, no, wait, that's...
I think we're going to find out.
It's a December issue.
I don't agree with that.
December has a Donkey Kong Country cover, so I would imagine it's a December
issue. Choom, choom, choom. Yeah.
I hate the guy's foot in the Power Instinct ad so much.
Oh, yeah, his foot has, like, a weird band in it.
He's such a grody grod.
I've never liked it. Ugh. Never liked it. There's
actually,
nice
Star Control
2
came out in 1992 for DOS. So never mind.
Mm-hmm. Game of the month, Donkey Kong Country. What were your scores again?
It's 2 10s, 2 9s?
No, 10 and 3 9s.
Oh.
Nice.
Was edited.
Well, that's good. It is less than Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah.
Here's a weird
It
game.
Is less.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on our big list just so we can put it at the very bottom.
Okay.
How about it?
Here's good a weird idea. Game no one ever talks about. Mohawk and Headphone Jack.
Oh, man, I remember that.
Oh, man, yeah.
Revolutionary new game.
Those guys are so weird.
It's got Mode 7, boys.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But that is not a candidate. That's just an ad I happen to see.
I never... It took me, like, 10 viewings of that advertisement to realize that Headphone Jack is like a pun. Believe it or not.
I just realized it.
I was interested in the ugly art stuff.
I just realized it right now.
Nice.
So... There you go.
Nice.
Super Nintendo, The Lion King is whatever. It's Westwood. It's my boys from Vegas, but whatever.
BFG. BFV. Same thing.
Shaq Fu, I don't even like, ironically. It's just
it's really bad.
It's a Dumbarina sort of game.
Pac-Man 2 is one of my personal favorite weird Pac-Man games, but I'm not going to suggest it ever on.
Put it on there, man.
Yeah, why not? All right.
Put it on there. Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures.
Yep.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to put it above Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, definitely better than Donkey Kong. And I say that as someone who, of the three of us, actually kind of enjoys Donkey Kong Country.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've got a lot of problems with DKC, a lot of them.
I think we should play through it.
I think Donkey Kong Country should be the game we play.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Radical
only
Rex.
So we can play Sonic and Knuckles right after.
Radical Rex.
Radical Rex is the game where you're the little dinosaur, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I rented that.
He's got a mohawk, yeah?
Yeah.
He's got a skateboard, maybe?
Well, if he's radical, he has to have
probably a skateboard.
Oh, God, I remember that game.
Yeah, I think he had a skateboard, sunglasses, and a mohawk. He was kind of like Poochie.
Oh, but, you know, Major Mike from EGM says, not quite radical enough for me.
Oh!
He's picking on the game's fatal.
Burn, Major Mike.
Mm-hmm. Pitfall, The Mayan Adventures. Meh. No.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like that.
Metal Morph. I don't know Metal Morph.
Metal Morph's cool.
Star Trek Starfleet Academy.
Oh, that game was really sucky, and it should have been cool, but it was a PC port.
Animaniacs, kind of a cool little Konami Super Nintendo game.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't agree with Major Mike's 9 here. But
I don't either.
It's fine. I don't think it's worth examining, really. Ren and Stimpy, Time Warp, Pitfall again. Okay, on to the Sega Genesis. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park, I don't remember what RE... Raptor Edition? What does RE mean? Jurassic Park RE.
Rampage Edition, where you play as a raptor.
Yeah.
And it's really, really, really atrociously god-awful. I say this as somebody who owned every Jurassic Park t-shirt they sold at Target, and I played all the games. I saw the movie like 100 times. Yep. I hated that game.
Did Target exist at this time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Target's been around since...
Target predates us. Yeah. 58.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't come here to the Bay Area, I think.
Yeah.
You weren't really exposed to...
Yeah, it didn't exist over here, I guess.
Booger Man. Do you happen to remember the scores for Booger Man, Tim?
No, what is it?
They're 2 8s and 2 5s.
That is a really interesting split.
Yeah.
I want to play that on the Fun Dumpster someday.
It's not playable. It's
yeah.
It plays like it looks.
Yeah.
Like
it looks well. It's one of those Dave Perry looking things,
right?
Where you can't tell a platform from a background, and the colors are all bad.
The colors are terrible. The colors make you sick, but not in the like booger and fart way that they're going for.
It's brain massaging you.
Virtual Bart, terrible. I actually like Animaniacs for the Genesis. I recommend you play that if you haven't. I'm not going to say it goes on a
go
list right
now. Konami. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Still on the Genesis. We've got Samurai Showdown support. Lawnmower Man's probably terrible. Lion King is previously been discussed.
Lion King.
Mickey Mania is a game I remember people really liking, but I never got around to playing it.
I never got around to playing it neither, no.
So, well, good for Mickey Mania.
Mm-hmm.
3DO stuff. King of Fighters 94.
I do want to put King of Fighters 94 on the list.
Yeah, let's do it. It was a good, it was a fresh concept.
Yeah, it's the first King of Fighters. I mean, what the heck?
It's a novel concept.
Mm-hmm. All right, Burning Soldier on 3DO.
Burning Soldier is, wait, on 3DO or Jaguar?
3DO.
3DO.
Oh, that's different. I was thinking of Iron Soldier. I forget what Burning Soldier is.
Soldier for Jaguar rules.
Yeah, kind of.
It's got the cubicle explosions.
Burning Soldier sounds like a really good Japanese Super Famicom game. But
sounds like Burning Rangers for the Saturn.
Is Burning Angels also on the PC Engine? That's or maybe in arcade too. That was a Namco game.
There's Burning Rangers as well.
Yes.
Alien vs. Predator on the Jaguar.
Not good.
You know, it's not really that bad.
I was just guessing. I never played it.
No, it's... Oh, really? Okay. It's actually pretty good. Yeah. It's one of the best Jaguar games. I would kind of put it on the list because they did some new stuff with that. Like, they... In order to get the graphics the way they wanted, they were like, first we tried, computer renderings, and it didn't look quite as good. Then we tried full digitized stuff. But what we found worked best was to build physical models of everything and then take pictures of that and then digitize that. Oh my god, you guys are crazy.
Oh yeah, I remember that game. But I remember seeing pics of
it. It actually had some pretty cool stuff where
screenshots.
They would try to scare you when you're walking through a door, like a door would open. It had good sound design. Door would go open up, and then sometimes the game would whisper things at you if you were playing as the Marine, because as you may recall in Predator, the Predator would record things that the people said and then play them back. Mm. And so the Predator was kind of, that was warning you that the Predator was around. So I actually really liked this game.
Yeah, I've seen and someone play this.
Yeah, before.
You know what, I played this at Montgomery Ward's.
I remember the facehugger being on.
Yeah, the facehugger.
I remember Montgomery Ward's in 1994. They had kiosks for the 3DO, the CDI,
oh man,
the Sega Genesis. Separately from the Sega Genesis, they had the JVC Xi.
Oh, nice.
Sega Genesis and the Super Nintendo.
Man, Montgomery Ward sounds really cool.
It was cool.
Man, yeah, that cover art is so good.
Yeah,
it's a weird CG.
That AVP game is definitely in my top five Jaguar games.
That's by those Kingsleys, right?
Was
Kingsley's?
It?
Jason Kingsley and that other.
Do not recall.
I believe it is. And I remember. At Gama Sutra, we had a series where people would sort of vote for their favorite whatevers.
Yeah.
We had one on groundbreaking first-person shooters. And you could vote anonymously, but I could still see who you are. And both the Kingsleys voted for that game.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
Well, it must have been then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Rebellion.
Well, also, in 2006, Game Trailers named the game one of the top 10 scariest games of all time.
Well.
So, there you go.
Now, here's a game I never played.
Yeah, it was the King's.
And I totally would play because I remember EGM freaking out about it.
Let's hear it.
Burn Cycle on the CDI.
Oh, God.
It was an interactive mystery. It was like an FMV, like, cyberpunk thing that's probably really terrible. But two people gave it a 9 for some reason. You know why? You know why they gave it a 9, I'll bet you?
Why?
PR girl was really cute.
Probably something like that.
That's probably the expert.
Or they brought him candy bars. They brought him Snickers to the office.
Ooh!
Brought Snickers and a beach pail of cocaine or what have you. Those dudes.
Sonic Triple Trouble. You know, these 8-bit Sonic games, they're fine.
Yeah.
Sonic Trip Trub, yeah.
The problem is the tiny square screen. You can't see far enough ahead for him to do his fast thing.
And that is November.
All right, we got the final ish now.
Final issue.
Issue so big that it's coming apart.
By the way, I have prepared a list of 3 TurboGrafx games.
All right.
To put on 1994. I don't know if you want to do that now or later.
We'll get those. Well, let's get through this, and then we're going to look at the readers' favorite games to see what's not on there. I can already think of like 10 games. that are not on here.
Well, and plus we're not doing like Japanese release dates.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah. Well,
and game of the month is Sonic and Knuckles, which got 2 10s and 2 9s, right?
Nope. Got 1 10 and 3 9s.
It's okay.
Equally as good as Donkey Kong.
Equally as good as DKC. I remember this now.
All right, that's on the list for sure.
Sonic and Knuckles, I like more than Sonic the Hedgehog 3. But maybe that's just me. I don't know.
I kind of like Sonic 3 more.
I can't separate them.
I can do it.
Sonic 3 lets you save your game and all this crap, and Sonic and Knuckles doesn't.
The problem with Sonic and Knuckles is that it starts in that mushroom area, and I don't like it. I don't like that mushroom area.
It's not a good first level.
No, it's a really bad
because
first
level. Because it's not a first level. It was meant to be like level 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sonic 3 starts with a good first level.
Yeah.
Sonic and Knuckles has level design where if you're really good at the game, you can get through it really fast.
Yeah, but level,
true,
level 1 is
start,
yeah.
Level 1 is like the stop level where you have to slow down, which they always have, and they start with it.
Yeah, but you can, I don't know. Watch a tool assistant speed.
I have.
Well, yeah, those don't count.
They count well.
But
enough.
You can't, as a human, skip the part in the first level where you're pulling down on that chain.
Yeah, ratchet, ratchet.
And that is really weirdly slow for Sonic.
I don't know, man. Sweet game.
Well, anyway, we'll discuss that later because it's on the list.
Sweet right. game with plenty of hotness.
So that was Game of the Month. Now we start with Super Nintendo. Balls, we already talked about. Page Master is terrible. Lord. Brutal Paws of Fury from Game Tech, a fighting game starring animals.
Game sucks.
I'm sure it does. Robotrek, I don't know what that is.
Robotrek owns.
Does it?
It's a weird
Enix.
Little RPG by Enix, yeah.
Okay. But not list-worthy, I take it?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I'd put it on a longer list of games to look at someday.
All right, Carrier Aces from Game Tech. The Tick was a pretty bad brawler.
Yeah.
I granted it. I got to the last guy with 2 lives, and that was it. I died.
That's sad.
Ghoul Patrol was a weird Zombies Ate My Neighbors sequel that was not very good.
Sequel spinoff, yeah.
I did not like that game. I
didn't like either of them.
I didn't like Zombies Ate My Neighbors is what I was trying to say.
I was excited about Zombies Ate My Neighbors, and then
I
played it and didn't like it.
I had a good time in two-player Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
That's what I've heard, but I didn't play games two-player because I was lonely.
The action is really nothing-ish in the game.
It's true. It's
PC game-ish.
Yeah, it is. And it was made by LucasArts internally, so that makes sense.
Lights.
Dragon View from Kenko.
That game rules, but I wouldn't recommend it to anybody.
Is it like political view?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a dragon who has some strange views.
Sonic Blast Man 2 on the Super Nintendo.
It's actually not related to Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, it's true.
Sonic Blast Man 2 is pretty neat.
Is it?
I don't know what else to say.
Cool.
The Sonic Blast Man games are both pretty neat.
Artie Lightfoot, which I first read as Artie's Lightfoot, apostrophe S.
Arby's Lightfoot is
Arby's
what they were
Lightfoot.
Trying to...
Artie Lightfoot is one of those games that I never played, never rented, and I have really no idea what it is, but I hear the name and I just want to play it.
Sink or Swim for the Super Nintendo, a game that came out despite there already being a game called SOS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of weird.
But SOS stands for Save Our Shit.
It's
true.
Or Titus. I always
said Titus, like Titan.
I always said Titus also, but then I think I heard that it was actually Titus because they're French.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Titan. Come on.
Yeah,
Titus.
I know.
It's Titus.
I know,
Echo
man.
The Tides of Time was better than Echo, but that's about all you could say about it.
Yeah, but it's so dark.
Yeah.
Have you ever played it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a dark, dark game, man.
Those are not happy people. Maybe.
So we're in Genesis now?
We are in Genesis, yes.
So
Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel.
Oh, ZTKS?
Yeah, it didn't do anything for me, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. And then we got Viewpoint over there, but that's just a port.
Yep. Where were you seeing that?
Over here.
I missed that one. Thank you. Thank you much.
Viewpoint was pretty cool.
Yeah,
Brutal Paws of Fury, you already talked about. Generations Lost. I don't know what that is.
Okay, Generations Lost is a game that I will talk about for a moment because it's very interesting. It is the first game by Neil Druckmann of... Last of Us fame.
Mm.
He made this with two other people when he was 21 or so years of age. I recently spoke to him about this game because I played it and I was like, this is so friggin' weird. It's a sort of Prince of Persia and flashback-like where you're jumping around in a world, there aren't a whole lot of enemies, and you are a race of people called the Janitors. And you have to go on a quest to do a thing, and you're given this special suit passed down through the people, and you have to fight through other races called the Kepten and other stuff. Turns out, ultimately, you're on this giant living organic ship, and every 200 years, maintenance must be performed. But it has been
by the janitors.
By the janitors. And but it has been so ambiguated from people's daily life that it has become legend, and all these people have like totally separated into different groups. And that's pretty.
This is weird.
That's a really weird and interesting idea. It's way too hard to play because they do a lot of just having traps right off screen, and it scrolls the screen right when you get to the edge of it. Mm. But it's a really interesting game just by virtue of where that guy wound up going, and also just the game that it is. And
I mean, back then, there were games that were about weird stuff. This when game I was about a dolphin going to space.
I saw him at DICE, at the DICE Summit this last year, and I was like, hey, dude, congratulations on your Last of Us wins and all that stuff. You won, like, 5 awards, but I want to talk to you about this weird Generations Lost game that you made. And he's like, oh, man, yeah. I was like, where did you come up with the idea for this? And he's like, well, we did smoke a lot of weed back then.
Nice.
But then he also mentioned some sci-fi stories that he read that he liked. So there you go.
That's how you do it.
That's that game.
Red Zone. I don't know Red Zone. Time Warner Interactive.
I don't either.
TWI. Okay.
On to Sega CD, Flashback, support, Lethal Enforcers 2, support, Snatcher.
Snatcher is pretty good.
Kind of like Snatcher, but it has the problems that plague what I call Japanese-style console adventure games, stuff like Portopia Murder Mysteries or Phoenix Wright or whatever, where the world sort of freezes until you figure out the right thing to do, and sometimes when you try to do a thing, it's like, no, you didn't do this other thing first, but you don't know that.
Yeah.
Even though you're doing the obvious thing you should be doing.
Yeah, it stops the whole...
Yeah.
Stops the train.
So that friend I referenced earlier, that my mom's friend's son, who I had to hang out with, he was obsessed with Snatcher. Just always talking about Snatcher. And
well, he hadn't seen Blade Runner, probably.
He hadn't seen Blade Runner, and I just think of this guy now. He probably still hasn't read a book in his life.
But he played Snatcher.
That's what I think when I think of Snatcher.
So Snatcher, possible candidate?
I'll put it above Donkey Kong Country now.
Okay, Android Assault.
Like that game, actually.
Android Assault?
It's not great, but it's a decent scrolling shooter where you turn into a giant robot and you're just shooting all these beams out of yourself.
Love turning.
And it had really good music. And I think it was by Compile, unless I'm an idiot. I'm gonna check that out.
So you're agreeing with Major Mike when he says it has a killer rock music soundtrack.
Definitely has a killer rock music soundtrack. Yeah, it was also called Bari Arm.
Hmm.
And it was developed actually by Human.
Human rules.
Yeah, so I actually like that game, but I don't know. It's not going to win any awards.
All right, finally for Sega CD's Bouncers. I don't believe that's related to The Bouncer.
Probably not.
And then on to the, what we got, 3DO, we got VR Stalker, Patank, whatever those are. We have Mad Dog 2, The Lost Gold, which is okay, nice. but it's not City Slickers 2, Curly's Lost Gold, so I dock it.
Curly rules.
Yeah.
Soccer
but
Kid.
But he would have ruled a lot more if he hadn't lost his gold.
Now, yeah, this
he would have held on to it.
Obviously not on the list, but Contra the Alien Wars on Game Boy, surprisingly good, by Factor 5.
Oh, yeah,
And you should check it out if you haven't.
So I played it a bit, and it gave me the same impression that I got from a lot of those 8-bit Contras, which is, this is too hard for me.
Yeah, that's about right.
But it's definitely, like, you see that Factor 5, and you're like, oh, man, I'm going to play a Turrican Contra, and then you do.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
And then that's it.
That's it.
That's our complete list. Okay. Brandon, you wanted to mention some TurboGrafx games. What are they?
Yeah, maybe we don't need them.
Let's pop them out.
I'm going to pop them out.
We're going to have a good time.
They are Tokimeki Memorial.
Did that come out in the U.S.?
That did not come out. None of these came out in the U.S. because...
Okay. I think our list is U.S.
Oh, okay.
I think it's
I want to hear about
games
anyway.
We might have engaged with in the day. But that's okay.
Okay. Well, I'll just mention the reason why it should be on there.
Yep.
Is because that Tokimeki Memorial, first of all, Igarashi worked on it, which is funny. And second of all, in the Sega, in the TurboGrafx-CD version, or rather PC Engine version, there was, if you did a certain sequence of things and did a certain thing in an arcade there, you unlocked an original Konami scrolling shooter that was only inside of that game, and it was only discovered by Americans like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's really cool.
That was probably, there was some Kojima in that game as
yeah.
well. That freaking guy. I think Tokyo Making Memorial is one of, the original Tokyo Making Memorial is one of the best adventure games ever made, in my opinion, if you consider it such.
Yeah, it's really good.
Before the dating genre became a thing.
Okay, Popful Mail.
Oh, Popful Mail kind of owns.
And
if we'd
been
looking through GameFan, we would have seen 10 previews of it.
I'm not sure. I think that the Sega CD version came out in the U.S. Nope, it came out in 95 in the U.S. God darn it. Okay, and then Legend of Xanadu, which is super cool. Side-scrolling and top-down action RPG from Falcom. It was like all the graphics that the PC Engine could do were in that game. So there, those are my three that I think would be on a 1994 list that are TurboGrafx. But none of them came out in the U.S., so I guess maybe that doesn't count.
I like Goemon 3, which did not come out ever in the U.S.
Gooey Man.
That's one of my favorite games ever, and that only came out in Japan. Yeah. I've got a...
Daytona USA, I think, was out in arcades in 94.
Yeah, and I think the problem is that...
that was 93.
You know, we don't know arcade or foreign or computer, so I think we just have to quantify this list.
Yeah, it's just got to be console. This will be a console list.
American console.
Yeah, it was 93.
Was it 93?
Yeah. 93. Anyway, let's
it's our list of best games reviewed in EGM in 1994.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, EGM and just games that we might remember. Let's run through this somewhat brief list of games that our listeners, viewers, have compiled on the Facebook page.
Okay.
So, Eric Palmer says Sonic & Knuckles, obviously. Darren Holden says Mother 2, which is Japanese, which I would say is the best 1994 game, but you can't count it because it came out in 95 in the U.S., America, Final Fantasy VI, Lindsay Holland says Final Fantasy VI, Super Metroid, SimCity 2000. SimCity 2000 is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did Daytona USA... Oh, no, that... Again, Japan. Never mind.
Mega Man X, Super Metroid, Donkey Kong 94, Ken Griffey Baseball, Wario Land says Vincent Goodwin.
So Donkey Kong 94 was not reviewed in EGM because they often didn't review first party Nintendo games.
Yeah, they very often didn't, which is strange. Donkey Kong 94 is really, really good.
I like it. It might be on there if that date is accurate, though.
I'll put it in there. It did come out in 94 in the U.S., yeah. Okay. It was a really good game. Does Mother 2 Earthbound count? No. NHL 94, I wouldn't count.
Also, it came out in 93, I think.
Yeah, it came out in 93, yeah. NHL 95 was the one that came out in 94. Wario's Woods, puzzle game, yeah, come on,
it's
out of town. Samurai Showdown 2, sorry. Puzzle Bobble, did that come out in 94? A lot of these people don't think did their own work.
That might have.
And it might have been in...
But well, it was only in the arcade.
Yeah, it would have come out here as Bust a Move in the arcade, but was that a Neo Geo?
Yes.
Originally?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't reviewed.
We got Rayforce, Lair Section, Galactic Attack, Gunlock, Wild Guns, Mega Man X.
Mega Man X.
Rockman X2 also came out that year.
Wow.
Urban Strike is my favorite of all of EA's strike games. I think it has the best level design. So I almost kind of want to throw that on here. We're going to have this massive, chaotic exercise in a couple of minutes. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have the perfect way to do it. Okay, so Sequest DSV for game. What? Come on. Tempest 2000.
Well, do we know anything about that? Maybe it's a hidden gem, but I don't know.
I
know a bit about it. It had some interesting things, but I don't think it gets to be on the list.
Doom 2 is excellent. It's 3D with the up and downs and all that. I love Doom 2. The deathmatch in that is really tight. Street Fighter 2 Turbo. What? Virtual Bark? Come on. Theme Park? Seriously.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo is great, but it's not a console game, and we're limiting it to that. So
we got Phantasy Star 4, Shining Force 2.
Well, Phantasy Star 4 not here yet. right?
I think it did come out, and EGM just didn't even report on it.
Because, no, that's impossible.
Because this is the first RPG that's any good, according to the review of
Final Fantasy. The Phantasy Star 4 had a bunch of 95? Previews.
It was, I think it was, it. Oh, Japan 93, North America 95.
Oh,
wow.
But February 95. I remember waiting for Phantasy Star 4 to come out. Yeah. In like June 94 because Game Fan had me so pumped about it. And they're like, it's coming next month. And it just kept getting delayed. And then it finally came out in February and it was $100.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it's a really good game. Shining. This person also says, Manny Patron says, Shining Force 2, Bloodlines, Castlevania Hardcore, Ragnacenti or Crusader of Senti.
Mm-hmm.
Really like that game. I really, really like it.
I think Crusader of Senti was 95 though.
I think it was.
I'm going to point out, while Tim looks that up, that Virtual Racing 32X also came out in 1994 in the U.S., so that should be our definitive version.
Yeah, I would say
there were zero 32X games reviewed.
Yeah, they didn't review any. Well, I think
Crusader Ascenti is, in fact, came out 1 day earlier in the U.S. than it came out in Japan.
Oh, wow.
I'll put it on there, because I really like it. I encourage anyone out there who is listening, if you have ever had any doubt, any Sega Genesis game that was that was ripping off Zelda is really awesome.
Yeah.
Like any Sega Genesis game that back in the day got accused of ripping off Zelda is like an amazing great game.
The only Zelda like games that I've played through are ripoffs, which are Newtopia. And
Newtopia's actually pretty cool.
And Sylvan Tale on the Game Gear, which I really, really like.
Sylvan Tale is neat.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Man, but I like Crusader Senti, Landstalker.
In Sylvan Tale, you turn into different animals to get into different areas.
I like Beyond Oasis.
Yeah, Beyond Oasis is pretty cool.
Beyond Oasis is pretty fresh. We're almost at the end of the Facebook list. Illusion of Gaia, says Chris Wilson. I'm sorry, no. I'm sorry. Contra Hardcore, Castlevania Bloodlines, Donkey Kong for Game Boy, Sonic and K-Nux for the lock-on technology. Yeah.
Cool. All right, so now we got to look at our list.
All right, here we go. So we're going to do this kind of psycho style.
Okay.
Castlevania Bloodlines, Mega Man X, which one is better?
Castlevania Bloodlines.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay, Mega Man X or Streets of Rage 3, which one is better?
Streets of Rage 3.
All right. Oh, no. How do we do this? Okay.
So this is gonna be
I'm going to do this.
This is a difficult way to do things.
SOR3. I'm going to do it fast. Okay, so Mega Man X or Contra Hardcore, which is better?
Mega Man X.
Okay.
I disagree.
I disagree as well.
Okay.
Okay. Contra. Okay, so Mega Man X or Aladdin for Super Nintendo, which is better?
Mega Man X?
I agree.
Mega Man X. Okay. Aladdin for Super Nintendo or Final Fantasy III, which is better?
Final Fantasy III? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. Now we're going to be passing these up the list.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Okay. Final Fantasy III. Okay. Oh, God, this is so hard.
Yeah, this is not...
Final Fantasy III or Mega Man X?
Final Fantasy III.
Okay, Final Fantasy III or Contra the Hardcore?
I would rather play Contra Hardcore than Final Fantasy III.
Same as 203.
All right. Okay, so Final Fantasy III, Contra the Hardcore. Aladdin or Dune for Genesis?
Dune. Wait, but Dune is the port, so...
Dune is a port. I feel like it should not be...
Is it a port?
Yeah, it's a port of Dune 2 for a PC.
Yeah, let's take it off.
All right, Dune 2 is stricken.
I like Dune, but...
Dune 2 is stricken. Eternal Champions.
No.
Strike it?
I kind of want it on there really low.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, okay. You're probably right.
Lost Vikings. I think one of the best games ever made.
I don't like it that much.
I don't either.
Lost Not Likings, is what you're saying?
Yeah, Lost Not Likings.
Okay, so Lost Vikings. Fatal Fury Special.
I like it more than Lost Vikings.
God darn it. What about you, Frank?
I don't have an opinion.
I think Lost Vikings is one of the best.
Between the two, I'd rather play Lost Vikings.
Well, there we go. All
right.
Fatal Fury. Okay, so NBA Jam for Super Nintendo. It's a port of the arcade game.
Yeah.
Which had come out the year earlier, so forget it. Mega 2 Turrican.
I would put it above Mega Man X.
You'd put it above Mega Man X?
Yeah, and below FF3.
Okay. Well, I guess we can do that. What about you, Frank?
I'm fine with it.
Mega Turrican. This is good.
Mega Toucan Sam.
Mega Toucan Sam. Cybermorph.
Oh,
Stream failure.
I don't know how that got on there.
Because I like it, but...
we put it under Cybermorph?
Just strike it. It's fine. It's
gone. Oh, okay. Stricken. Sturrican. Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
That's really high up for me.
That's high up. I would put it...
We got Bloodline, Streets of Rage 3, Contra the Hardcore.
I like it better than Streets of Rage 3.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'd put it... It's weird because I'd put it below Streets of Rage 3, but above Castlevania Bloodlines.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually.
But those are currently the opposite direction.
But both of us feel that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's confusing. But I sort of feel like I like Bloodlines more than Streets of Rage 3.
I like Bloodlines, Streets of Rage 3, and Contra the Hardcore are like my three favorite.
Should we put Sonic 3? Oh, God, I don't know. This one's really tough.
Well, if we want to just average it out, it's on top for me so far.
Of everything?
Of everything?
Yeah. Yep.
I guess we could do that.
Well, I'm just saying we want to average it out. That's
no, I know. It's a weird way to think about it, but it makes sense.
We got Sonic and Knox. Where does that go?
I would put it below...
I'd put it below Sonic 3.
Yeah, me too.
Do we want to just go ahead and be jerks and lump them together?
Yeah.
God darn it. I hate when people do that because I like to think of them. They are
two
nice experiences that you can have at different times of day. Metal Combat.
Different times of day.
I know you guys ain't never played it.
No.
But, man, it's so good. I would put it above Mega Turrican. I would put it somewhere in the top 10. It's so good.
I'm okay with it being above Mega Turrican and below Final Fantasy III for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. So good. Everyone should play it, but it's so hard to play because you need a CRT.
Tempest 2000.
T2K.
All right. Tempest 2000, I would put...
Over Cybermorph?
I would definitely put it over... I'd put it over Lost Vikings, even. And I'd put it over Mega Man X.
Would you?
Yes.
I would not.
I wouldn't either.
Okay. That's 2 out of 3 then. It's all right. It's all right.
I don't like it being above Lost Vikings.
I like the Jaguar.
I don't care, Tim.
You don't care? You should play Lost Vikings someday. Everybody,
Ninja Warriors probably doesn't need to be on there.
Oh, it's good. King of Dragons doesn't need to be on there.
No.
Subterranea, I love.
I don't like Subterranea.
Nobody else does, though.
That's too much.
I could learn to like it, but right now I don't like it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not prepared to teach somebody how to like it.
Wario Land on the GB. I don't think we need it.
Wario Land 3 is so much better.
Knights of the Round, I don't think, is a top 20 either.
Yeah, Knights of the Round's not. Mega Man Soccer, I love. It's so weird, and it's so 1994.
It is pretty weird.
You might be alone in that, though.
It doesn't really do it for me.
SOS, I'm going to go ahead and say I would put...
I want that on the insert credit list.
Yeah, I want it on there. Do we want it over or under Mega Man X?
That's under Mega Man X for sure.
Because it's not joyful. Oh, it's good, but it's not like fun.
Yeah.
It's not like polished.
Right.
It's going above Tempest?
I would put it above there because it's so smart.
Yeah.
It's a 1 hour game with seven different characters that it's like it has this perfect world contained in it. Pirates of Darkwater for Genesis.
I like it, but it doesn't need to be on there.
Strike it.
Super Metroid.
I like Super Metroid.
I like Super Metroid a whole darn lot.
I don't like it very much.
Have you played it?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Contra Hardcore. It's above Contra Hardcore for me.
Not for me.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
I could put it above... I don't know. I would put it below Final Fantasy III, personally.
I could do that as well, because I'm just looking at it in terms of individual games I like more. I could put it there.
I guess that's a two-thirds.
That's below Contra Hardcore.
That's fine.
All right, let's do it. I'm going to put Super Met. I'm just going to put it like that.
Super Met.
Just type three letters for each word.
Virtual Racing 32X.
Virtual Racing 32X.
32X.
How did the 32X one get on there?
I just said that
it came out.
It came out, and I call that one the definitive version. It also came out in 94.
Wasn't the arcade the definitive version?
Well, but we're console.
Okay, true. But we struck like NBA Jam and stuff because it was an arcade game.
Also, because Tournament Edition is so much better.
Yeah. Like, I mean, 32, the Virtual Racing, well, I guess we could not have it on there since it was a...
Yeah, this is where we have to have maybe a tiny game. Philosophical discussion. What is this? Is it games we would recommend right now?
Yeah, I just like that game a lot.
Is there anything that replaced it at a point?
Virtual Racing is definitely its own thing.
Yeah, Virtual Racing 32 is really good.
And it looks so cool. And we don't have any other racing games.
I'd put it over Mega Turrican.
I find the Genesis one more interesting.
It's a little more interesting because...
it's that big old honking $100 cartridge, yeah.
Yeah, but the 32X one has better music. Well, okay, we can put a version of it above Mega Turrican.
Okay. All right, I'll just say Virtual Racing.
Yeah.
Let's just say VR as a...
VR.
V.R.
I really want to play Mega Toucan Sam now.
Yeah, Mega Toucan Sam.
That game's really good.
Shadowrun Genesis.
Shadowrun Genesis. Man, yeah, it's real cool, but it's hard to recommend that game.
It is.
It just really is.
Okay.
I'd put it under Fatal Fury and above Sight. No.
No, let's just leave it off. If we're going to put it low, let's just leave
it
off.
I might as well. Let's just put it down here. Okay. Let's just put it down there. We're going to then just come up with however many games we have. Mega Man 6 for NES. Do we even want to put that on the list since we have Mega Man X on there?
Nah.
Blackthorn, which did come out for 32X and 94. Love that game. Okay. I know you guys have never played it, but it's so good and weird.
Where do you want to put it?
I'd put it under Lost Vikings.
Okay.
Since they share a heritage.
Yeah.
It's got that sweet Jim Lee art. I mean, come on, look at that. Come on.
Jim Lee art.
It's even got a comic in the
Dynamite
movie.
Heady.
Dynamite Heady's a hard game to talk about, man.
I think we just struck it.
We could skip it.
Yeah, I'm so sad to skip it.
Yeah.
I'll just throw it on the bottom.
So since we're probably only going to get one Shining Force on here, I guess it should be Shining Force 2.
Yeah, Shining Force 2. And
I'd put it...
Oh, man. What are you going to say?
I was going to say above Final Fantasy 3.
Oh, no. It's hard for me to pick one of those games, but Final Fantasy 3 is just, like, so polished, and it's so easy to tell somebody to play it.
Production value.
No, it's way better, and I think that's why I like it less. It's more polished, and it's less weird.
It's so easy to convince people to play Final Fantasy III, but Shining Force 2 is so bizarre.
Sure, I totally understand that. That's why it's above Final Fantasy III for me, but...
What do you think, Frank?
I like Final Fantasy III better.
Okay.
I guess I was going to say I'd go with Frank, so I'm going to do it. Yeah. I love both of those games. They're like two of my favorite games ever. Shining Force Dose. We're here now with Demon's Crest.
Nah.
I love that game. I'm going to put it down here at the very bottom under Dynamite Heady.
Okay.
Just so we can then
Vortex
count up later.
Is next. I don't know anything about that.
We're going to put that on the very bottom for Brent Porter.
Okay.
Because I know he'd get mad at us if we didn't.
Honorary list maker Brent Porter.
Yeah, if you're watching, that's just the one game he'd want us to put on there. Okay. Sparkster. It's like Rocket Knight Adventures, but even more polished.
At this point.
With the list we have, I feel like we don't need it.
It's gone.
Yeah, I'll just throw it in here above Dynamite Heady. Just so we can.
Okay.
Because it's like Dynamite Heady, but it's actually, you understand what you're doing.
Pac-Man 2.
Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures.
Yeah, I feel like that should be up there.
Up where?
It should be on the list, is what I mean.
Over Shadowrun? Over Cybermorph?
Yes, for both of those for me.
Over Fatal Fury Special?
For me, yeah.
Over Blackthorn or Lost Vikings?
I couldn't say. I would say below those.
I feel like all three of those games are... They appeal to the same type of person. Mm. Lost Vikings, Blackthorn,
yeah.
Pac-Man,
yeah,
2.
Put it there, yeah.
I'll just put Pam Man.
And the next game we got is KOF 94,
which
I want to put a little higher on the list.
Yeah, that's a sweet hot game. Because
that's the beginning of a thing.
Definitely higher than Fatal Fury.
Yes.
Is it higher than Tempest 2K?
I'd put it above Tempest 2K.
All right.
I'd also put it above Mega Turrican and Mega Man X and SOS.
Under Virtual Racing?
I'd put it over Super Metroid myself. Over Super Metroid Under Shining Force 2 is where I would
King
put it.
King of Fighters 94 versus Super Metroid.
Nah, that's better. I mean, Super Metroid's better.
I like Super Metroid better myself. Dang I also
it.
Like Mortal Kombat better than all these games. But
put it below Super Metroid.
All right, we'll put it on there.
KOF 94.
Yeah, the original KOF.
Yeah.
Urban Strike. I like that game. I just threw that on there. Doom 2, that's PC. You guys don't want to do PC?
No.
If we were doing PC, that would certainly
be. We'd have
be
to go do a whole bunch more research.
Yeah, there would be a lot more stuff on there.
I will admit, I did play a bunch of PC games.
We'd have Warcraft on there.
Oh, heck yeah, we would. We should do force ourselves to acquaint ourselves with 94
PC games.
PC games.
Yeah, there's some,
Frank
there's
might
some
have
stuff.
Some applicable magazines for that.
Yeah.
I definitely do, yeah.
Yeah, so Crusader Senti.
I like it, but I don't feel like it really needs to be on the list, actually.
If we were going to throw it...
I would put it above Demon's Crest.
Oh, man. Have you played Demon's Crest?
A little bit.
Oh, it's nice.
Crusader of Santi.
It's nice. Donkey Kong Country. Let's be nice.
Why?
What do you think? Well, I don't know. Let's be as nice as we can.
Okay.
Okay, bottom of the list.
Force ourselves to be nice.
I don't really know what the bottom of the list is right now.
Bottom of the list
it's
is
below,
that Vortex game that Brent Porter likes.
It's above Vortex.
Donkey Kong Country
and then
is...
there's Urban Strike. I'd rather play Urban Strike than Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Country than Urban Strike.
Okay. Then Demon's Crest, then Crusader of Senti.
Yeah, definitely rather play...
Frank, I would say you would rather play Crusader of Senti than Donkey Kong Country.
Maybe.
It's a really but nice Zelda.
It's a very nice Zelda.
Depends on
game.
My day.
It also came out June 16th.
That's true.
It came out June 16th, 1994, which is the dead center of 1994.
Whoa.
Which makes it the most 1994 game of all.
Whoa.
Whereas Donkey Kong Country, I don't think of as a 94 game. I think of it as, unfortunately, the game that kind of spawned the future of games.
That's definitely a 94.
It is, by default.
Like it was on every magazine's cover in 94. It was the game.
It was the Thanksgiving
weekend. Of winter CES. Summer CES actually. 94.
Yeah, it was the game everybody was just not stopping about.
Yeah, it was the defining game of 94.
Yeah, it was definitely the most important game. For what it's worth, for whatever
it's worth.
Well,
it's on there, so how
we're
many,
talking about games we want to tell people to play.
Right, and I don't think it's on. Have? I don't think it's on the.
Well, we're going to count how many games we have.
Yeah.
We'll post this whole list,
okay.
But then we'll say the top 20 is the ones that count. One,
yeah, just
two.
just read them out.
We have number one, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, but we're stressing that you can play them separately, and you can also play them together. They came out 6 months apart, but you can play them separately or together, and We both agree they're all good experiences. These guys don't like the beginning Sonic Knuckles, whatever.
I think Sonic and Knuckles is the better standalone experience. I feel like Sonic 3
is
missing levels, which it literally is.
Yeah, I think you got to put them together. And by Sonic and 3 and Knuckles, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, we're not saying play as Knuckles in Sonic 3.
No.
We're saying both
play
of the games
Sonic
are good.
The whole thing.
And their Sega rushed them to production, which is why they came out separately.
Yeah.
Number two, Castlevania Bloodlines.
Bloodlines.
In my opinion, the best Castlevania game.
Yeah.
Number three, that's even including
Rondo.
I
don't know if I totally agree, but let's keep going.
I think Rondo of Blood is like the best action game ever made, but for some reason, Bloodlines is the best quote-unquote Castlevania game. Mm. I don't understand how that works either. Streets of Rage 3 is appropriately number three.
Yeah.
Contra the Hard Corpse, number four.
Contra the Hard
Corpse. Number five, Final Fantasy III or Final Fantasy VI, mm-hmm. as you may know it in another
For
country.
For the sake of this list with its parameters, it's Final Fantasy
It was released as Final Fantasy III. It was salivated after as Final Fantasy III. I hate that word. Number six, Shining Force 2.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven is I don't remember what that is. No, number seven is Super Metroid, which EGM... 10 years later called the best game ever made after giving it a...
They didn't give it scores that made it the best game ever
made. Yeah, I know. Isn't that great?
Huh.
So they later revised their opinion, and their readers were angry. Number eight, King of Fighters 1994.
Yay.
Also known as The King of Fighters 94.
The King of Fighters.
Number nine, Mortal Kombat Falcon's Revenge, which neither of these guys have played, but I have assured them it is... best game ever status.
We're just going to believe.
Yeah, please believe it. Watch it on YouTube tonight and cry at how good it is. Number 10, Virtual Racing.
VR.
For 32X or Sega Genesis.
Cool.
Each one has its deal. Number 11, Mega Turrican. or Mega Turrican.
Mega Turrican.
Well, that's the Turrican.
Mega Turrican if you don't like it. Number 12, Mega Manx, also known as Mega Man X. Number 13, SOS.
Save our
or
shit.
As you may have known it in Japan, Septentrion. Ooh. Or if you pronounce it in, which is the name of the ship, or if you pronounce it in katakana, Septentorium. So there you go.
Couldn't pronounce English words over there.
Yeah, number 14, Tempest 2K, also known as the, which never got a 2K1.
Tempest 2Can, Sam.
Tempest 2Can. Yeah, that's also known as Tempest 2000. 14. Number 15, Lost Vikings, who are not Lost Vikings. Number 16, Black Thorny. Mm-hmm. Number 17, Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures. Number 18, Fatal Fury Special. Number 19, Cybermorph. Number 20,
Shadowrun.
Number 21, Sparkster. These are the honorable mentions. 21, Sparkster. 22, Dynamite Heady. 23, Crusader Senti. 24, Demon's Crest. 25, Urban Strike. 26, Donkey Kong Country. 27, Vortex. Tried to be nice to Donkey Kong Country.
You know, I do not feel like any of the honorable mentions need to be in the top 20. I think we did okay.
Yeah,
we did
all right. I feel pretty good about it.
But
I love all those honorable mentions.
I sort of feel like Fatal Fury Special could have been not in the top 20.
You want to hack it off? That puts
that
Sparkster into the list.
Yeah, you could put Sparkster in there.
I'm good. Want to do it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I like Fatal Fury Special, but
let's,
I don't.
Put it down here.
Yeah.
Let's put it down there. So now we have Sparkster as the bottom game.
Yeah.
Or do we want to put Dynamite Heady over there? No, I think it's good. Sparkster
is
good.
It's good.
Sparkster caps it off. That's it.
We did it.
That's exciting. So I suppose now one thing I would love to have a little jack around with here.
Okay, I think we should now end the pod.
Yeah, we're gonna
end the show.
We're gonna end the podcast.
End the show.
The show.
We're gonna end the pod show.
The showcast.
Yeah.
So if you are listening live, stay tuned. Or
yeah,
we
we'll
give
talk.
Them a link?
We'll talk a bit. And
okay. Yeah,
we'll give you a link.
Podcast's over.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and say it's god darn over.
Podcast is over. We'll see y'all next time. Join the Insert Credit Facebook group. Feel free to follow us on the tweets.
facebook.com/ICPodcast.
And talk to us about stuff. And we'll see you next time when we may or may not discuss games of 1996. We'll figure that out pretty soon.
96 owns.
Okay. Podcast ends now.
Show ends now.
Show. God darn.
Show.
Insert Credit Show. Over, yeah!